want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Some things that won't change. Come on in, fellas. Oh, I got one. After all that,
they might be in bad taste.
But they're not indecent. There you go.
Story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
What are you doing?
Dude, we've been in meetings all day. Hit the wrong button.
Welcome to the second half of the fullest day in the world.
Here you go.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Bainey and all the ships at sea. A couple of tough guys. Don Geronimo and Mike! Whoa! Yeah!
Hey, tough guys. Are you tough? Don and Mike Show, a new episode. You know, I don't even have an outline for today's show.
I don't understand that.
It was about 72 hours ago. We are here playing records. Don and Mike Show, a new episode on this Monday. And it's
Monday!
It's February
23, 2004. Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz. Well... Here's the phone number, 877-365-3636 from anywhere in America. From Canada, 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. We had our meeting today with Sidney Pollack. That's the celebrity he most resembles.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we were asked not to talk specifically about the meeting, but there are a lot of things we can tell you.
Yeah, we can tell you what's going on. We said that we would on Friday, and that's what we're going to do right now.
Mm-hmm. All we wanted from the people at Infinity Broadcasting was some clarity.
Yes, we got it.
That's all.
We got it. We got it. You've heard us talk plenty, and maybe you've done some research to find out that Infinity Broadcasting has decided that anything that is arguably indecent... will not be aired.
Yeah, if you've heard it in the news and you've heard it reported, it would be referred to as kind of a zero-tolerance policy.
Mm-hmm. So we were able to get a meeting together with
not
these guys.
Kind of a zero-tolerance policy.
It really is. We were able to get a meeting together with these guys, and everybody on the show was there, even Joe.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'll tell you, that's the funniest part of today, is watching everybody. And I was bringing up the rear, and I saw everybody walking in and walking across the street, and... if there was one individual who stood out among men, it was Mr. Joe Arden. Like, did you get my line when I walked into the law offices?
I did.
Did you hear what I said?
I didn't hear what you said.
I pointed to the receptionist. I pointed at Joe, and I said, this man's here for a job interview.
Joe probably has been in legal offices before, simply not as nice.
Joe's legal office has probably been on top of strip malls.
Not as plush. I know that when you go to see the Infinity Lawyers, yes. Sidney Pollack and Company, that you're treated to a first-class experience, and man, is it fancy. Yeah. I was not able to swipe one of them, but they had little cocktail napkins that actually had the name of the legal firm. Here is
we should get those.
Joe Ardinger, who is at the meeting today, our next witness.
Yes, Joe, what can we do?
Hello, Joe.
Say for the record that my last law office was a very nice office off of Judicial Drive in Fairfax.
Oh, very
Joe.
Good.
Okay. Well done.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Hey, how'd you like that? Joe, you're in there. How'd you like that meeting today?
That first one like that you've been into?
I've had more fun in jail, guys.
Do we have lawyer music?
Lawyer office.
Hold on. We do?
Lawyer office music.
Well, welcome. Welcome to our big plush office. It's good to see you. Let's make some decisions.
But before you do, look, there's 8 cans of Sprite, 8 cans of Diet Coke, 8 cans of regular Coke, and orange juice all lined up in the back wall. And there's ice cubes. They're in an ice bucket.
May we take your coat? real glass of water.
And I would be remiss if I didn't mention there's a credit card machine in the lobby.
Yeah, on the counter, yeah. That was the thing that really amazed me.
Listen.
I've never been in a fancy office where there was a credit card machine.
It's a way of facilitating business.
That's a way of facilitating payment.
So, yes, business. You say business, I say payment. Potato, patata.
Of course.
So we have the meeting with these guys, and the Don and Mike show, in many ways, as you've noted, will continue to be here. I mean, we're not going anywhere.
No.
The only reason that we played records on Friday, which, another thing that no one in this company wants to stand up for, was the decision that was brought to and mutually accepted by us and by our company and by our network, Westwood One.
Right.
All the stations knew because nobody could tell for sure what we could or could not do
right
on the air on Friday. I'm here to tell you now that we do know.
We do know. Good.
We can still do the Don and Mike show. We're going to do the Don and Mike show.
Good.
Bad taste is okay.
Oh, excellent. And you know, bad taste abounds in this country. And really, if we were going to eliminate bad taste from this show, we'd be eliminating a big chunk of America from this show.
Now, indecency is out.
Mm.
And by that, we're going to be explicit in telling you what we can't say. And I'm not going to be titillating. I'm just going to tell you, there can be no sex. I mean, we'll talk about sex on the show, mm-hmm, but not in the way that we've talked about it before. These are the new rules.
Right. And respectfully, if you're going to be on this radio show, you know, we're going to do the driving when it comes to the certain subjects. And you know, we ask people that are calling to get a feel for it and understand what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. No sex. That, I mean, sexperts on the show. I got some of the regular bits that we do that I know we won't be able to do anymore. Anything with nudity that gets to sexuality. I mean,
right,
we've done Trick or Teat. We did the Michael Hunt cell phone game. Well, that's, you know,
questionable.
Yeah. Did that questionable. Make us laugh. I don't know about that because you guys are funny with your stuff.
Their body humor.
That we can't do anymore. Yeah, anything that has to do with the body. Now, the other thing that we can't do is anything excretory. And this means anything that comes out, you know, where food comes out. That's it.
Yeah, it's tough for me. You're crying, and that's
but Mike,
extra
here's the thing, and I said this in the meeting, and I mean this.
Yes.
Listen, we can do a show, we can do a funny show,
sure,
that doesn't have sex, that doesn't have graphic sex, in-your-face sex. We can do a show that doesn't have fart sounds, that doesn't have diarrhea sounds. We can do it. We just needed to be told this is the way things are going to be done. So the decision has been made,
mm-hmm,
that the show you're listening to now, the Don and Mike show, still here. We still want to do the show. We still want to make you laugh.
Mm-hmm.
But we got these rules that we have to live by. Now, there will be other people in the company who don't have to live to the same set of standards.
No, we, you know, that was discussed also, and we know where we are. And for people around the country, I think it's important to know that one of the things, I don't even know if we've talked about it before, this show exists in the nation's capital. That's where this show started. That's where this show has its home base.
Mm-hmm.
And for good reason or bad, this show is scrutinized due to our home location in the nation's capital. Where does this all stem from? Where is this climate coming from? Well, where it's coming from right now is the United States Congress. It's an election year, and you've got these people that are putting a lot of broadcasters on notice that there will be zero tolerance, and we happen to be right here where this is all happening.
And we're not going to be put in a position to come in and do something that we think is okay.
Right.
And then the next day be fired as we almost were a couple of weeks ago. And our company now has said they are going to fire people who do this. And before anybody calls today and says, I heard something on Howard's show, mm-hmm, or I heard something on Imus's show, or I heard something on anybody else's show, that's irrelevant.
It's totally irrelevant to us.
To us, because
we do not pay attention to that. We are dealing with what we are dealing with. I will tell you, when you're talking about other shows, you can always bring that in. You're dealing with a show that is, anybody that listens on a regular basis, is fresh off something happened to us that hasn't happened in our entire careers.
So this is not the toughest thing in the world. It's going to be, to a very large regard, the same show that you've heard.
Yeah, same people.
The same people. the same show. It's just get this and get this now. No sex, no excrement. And we love talking about both of them, and we think both of those topics are funny, and we think they should be heard because of the First Amendment.
Yes.
But you had to be in that office today.
Mm-hmm.
You had to, and we were in a lawyer's office, and here's how we worked it. We asked a bunch of different stuff, and everything was no, no, no. Well, maybe, but maybe's not good enough.
A lot of maybes, and that's not
good doing
enough.
What we can do to make sure that this radio show stays on the air, that we still give you a great show every single day, and that we're around
Listen,
to do that
here's
show.
The bottom line, and this is maybe the biggest challenge that we've ever had in our career. Can we do a show that dominates in the ratings and is funny without working blue? And I don't mean that we're not going to work blue, because God damn it, I'm still going to say God damn it. You get what I'm saying?
Right. That's allowed.
Because that's simply in bad taste.
Right.
And that's not one of the words that the FCC has said you cannot say. But we can't be indecent. So the challenge is, can we do a show that's funny without farts and without everything that comes out there and without sex? And without sex, I mean without sexperts, without talking about you guys calling in and asking questions and us playing games like that. Yes, we can. You bet your ass we can. And we're going to start doing it today. The thing that we didn't want to do was come on and not tell you what we're doing.
Yeah, we didn't want to do that.
And why we're doing it.
Right.
This was the one big thing that came up at the end of this meeting that we were not allowed to talk about, but we're talking about anyway because we're following their rules.
It is very important, it always has been on this show, to let everybody know what we're doing and what the circumstances are. And, you know, it's something that we felt we owed our listening audience. We owe you the fact to let you know what we're dealing with, so that, you know, so you didn't have to call up and say something and they go, oh, I didn't know that. You know, we wanted to let you know what the deal was.
Here's the deal. If it's sexual, if you're going to call the show, you've got to put it in a way that would be acceptable on Good Morning America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are ways around it. It's not that we're not going to talk about it. It's just the rules have changed. We can't talk about it graphically anymore. And I think if that's the case, fine. And I said this in the meeting. Just take it off the docket.
Right.
If you can't tell us what we can do and what we can't do, whatever you don't think we can do, let's just not do it and let's move ahead. Because I think everybody in this room is talented enough. We got listeners that are funny enough that support the show.
But we weren't going to be able to exist in this climate, you know, just guessing and waiting for the axe to fall. That wasn't going to happen. We weren't going to let that happen to this radio show.
God. And the stuff that went round. I mean, we asked very specific questions about a lot of things that we say and that you guys say, and the answer pretty much always ended up being no. The answer always ended up being no, or it was kind of you're on your own on that.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Probably was a word that, you know, when you're in a legal environment, that's not a word you want to
use. Recent experience has taught us that being on our own is maybe not the best place to be. So.
Or here's one. I would throw this one out. I'd say, well, what about blah, 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 blah? And they'd say, in what context?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say, well, I don't know. It could go a million different ways.
Yeah, we don't know.
This way, they would say, well, no, that way's not okay, or that way's not okay.
A lot of, that in and of itself, no. Would you be talking about it? Well, that's kind of what we do.
Yeah.
A lot of, like, headings.
Mm-hmm.
Rob had experience with that.
Yeah.
A lot of headings, you know, we're fine. And then when you get into the nuts and bolts.
I would give a news headline and ask if that was okay. And they'd say, that's fine. And then the question would come up, well, can we then discuss that subject? And the answer was, we're not really comfortable with that.
I'll tell you, I have to talk about Rob, because you did crack me up in that meeting today, Rob.
Rob
had his one moment with legal pressure on him. And it was.
You fumbled the ball, my boy.
It was so funny, though, because it was just like.
Yeah, you were there to save me, though.
Please do always be a deer and fumble.
Thank you.
For example, Mr. Spiewak.
Hold on.
I've got it here in my paper somewhere. Hold on.
It's like when you go into you're watching a courtroom show.
Because the way this is playing out is Sidney Pollack is saying, well, give me an example. Give me an example. And Rob says,
I hadn't an example.
You didn't have an example.
Rob said, well, for instance, what about, and then all you hear is this.
why I never passed the bar.
Then he has to end up saying,
it's like it's a creative guy that's just in the what time about a fish out of water?
Yeah, so empty, creative
environment. Oh,
so then he just ends up saying, well, I don't really have it here in front of me.
You know, that is just, that's what I love about you, Rob. You are just that you are not, that is not your wheelhouse, no, that kind of environment.
That's a confrontational arena. That's the old gladiator. That's the old guy with a sword and
the only reason you and I do well is because we've been there so many goddamn times, you know, and it's just, it's tough.
It is. It truly is.
We're ballet dancers, man.
Listen,
us do the ballet.
I was amazed by your grace.
And make no bones about this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here telling you that we are doing a different show now.
Mm-hmm.
But I ran that meeting.
You, of course, as boss of them.
I ran.
You did a great.
Meeting.
Yeah, I give you a round of applause for that.
Because, you know, I purposely sat at the lead chair so Sydney couldn't sit there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was me with the lawyers on both sides and Mike right there.
Right.
And right at the very end, a topic was brought up.
And you got everybody in that meeting to sit down again.
And I said,
one of my favorite moments.
Yeah.
So we're all done, and what I love about it is that we had come to this resolution. I said, well, then we have nothing further to discuss. We got a show to do. Let's get out of here. And everybody got up, and now it's us and like four lawyers and Alan and Michael and these other, you know, dumb corporate guys. And then the lawyer says, oh, there's just one more thing. And then as soon as he said there's one more thing, I said,
everybody sit back down.
Everybody have,
and everybody did.
Yeah.
Even like they were commanded.
Even the lawyers did.
It was great.
So that's what happened. It's not the same show.
I will tell you that going downtown has never been easier.
It's not the
traffic couldn't be easier.
It's not the same show, but it's still going to be a good show.
Yeah.
So guys, you got to hang in with us because the challenge now is to be the only show apparently that's going to be held to the standard on Infinity, but it's okay.
Can I say one thing before?
There'll be other shows that'll be held to the same standard eventually.
Mm-hmm. Can I say one thing?
Sure.
And this would be directed to anyone that I may have come in contact with after maybe midnight on Friday night. I'd just like to say I was dealing with my stress, and I'd just like to say I'm sorry to everyone that I came in contact with after midnight. On Friday night.
Gotcha.
You know, we've been in a bit of a pressure cooker, Don. And
gotcha.
I was having a little fun on Friday.
You needed to.
Maybe a little too much fun.
You're
maybe
drinking.
A little more fun than
you can still say that. You were drinking.
Don, I was really having more. Well, I always say, hey, that hasn't changed.
I've always
masked my. I don't just come out and say I've been drinking. I was festive.
Okay.
That's what I've said for years. That doesn't change with the new parameters. I will tell you that I was festive, and I was festive. You know this, Don. You've known me for years. I was festive, so festive that it got non-festive.
Mm.
You know when I'm there?
I know. Wait, yeah. When you turn the corner and you get angry.
Yeah, and that's what happened.
Oh, okay. Well, who did you explode on?
I don't know. Everybody. I saw.
Just everybody?
Yeah, it just was crazy. It was kind of nuts. You know, it's just, you know, after Thursday and then Friday and then knowing we had to do this on Monday, I just wanted one night to just let my hair down, and I pulled my hair out. Thank you.
Well, you're here today.
I'm completely ready to go.
You didn't have to be brought in by legal representation, so whatever you did, you're okay.
Well, that never happens. I always find a way. Someone drops me off.
That's what I mean. So you're okay. So you blew off.
Don't drink and drive, kids.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
You blew off a little steam this weekend.
I did.
I went and I was not able to blow off any steam, but I had plenty of fights with my wife about this.
Yeah, it's been. Do you remember a tougher time for? I mean, I don't mean to whine, but do you remember a more pressure charge in our careers? It's coming off that suspension and dealing with all this right now.
But this is the way that it is.
It's the way it is. I feel closure today. I feel like there's closure.
Yeah, better now. And that's what I was saying to her all weekend. I was pretty sure going into this that we were walking into a gigantic bear trap. You know, and it's like one of those you would see in the cartoon that had
the big ones with the teeth. Yeah.
The big ones with the teeth that, right. Like,
they'll,
you know,
snap your shin clean off.
But they would never really kill Daffy Duck, but he would get caught in them anyway.
Right.
Yeah, they had a lot of those in this office for us today. And I knew that they were going to do this, so I had been talking to my wife over the weekend about the show. I was like, well, listen, I know what's going to happen. We're just going to have to do the show without the sax and without... But that's not really a big deal because we can do it. And
of course.
And she said, well, if that's the case, why are you uptight about it? I said, well, because, you know, they're telling us what to do.
Well, they're conjurers, too.
Making us go downtown and have meetings. And
they're prognosticators.
And they're conjurers.
They're carnival workers.
They're conjurers.
Don't go inside the tent. And that's what it's like. Yeah. It's like a little kid in one of those movies, like Something Wicked This Way Comes.
Don't go into the tent.
That's right.
And what's funny right now is that I guarantee, with all the things that are going on in the FCC and Infinity Broadcasting, right now, in that office on K Street, there's about 8 lawyers that are leaning over the radio right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they won't hear this come out from anywhere from 15 seconds to 2 minutes later.
Right.
But they're leaning over the radio going, are they done talking about this yet? Because the one thing that they don't want us to talk about, we can't.
We can't. I think we've covered it.
Yeah. The bottom line of what we can and can't say.
Right. You think we're you think we've covered it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad taste is okay. Goddamn okay. A-hole okay.
Hey, but I reserve
bitch,
the
okay.
Right. I reserve the right to complain about bad taste.
F you okay. No sex. No excretory.
Right.
That's it. Now, kids, we got to live by these rules.
Yeah, please. Do your best, and if you can't do your best, well, there are systems in place that'll make you do your best.
And let's go about this with the right attitude.
Yeah, I think we do. And you know, I don't know whether they knew that when we left this meeting, but you know what? I think we all left there with the right attitude.
I think so.
And
I never thought that I would say this, but they put us in a position where now we have to prove that you can get just as good ratings and be just as funny without being able to talk about bathroom stuff and sex stuff, which unfortunately is what our entire format was based on.
Yeah, we were, and we, you know, really, with all
and
the...
And I mean, not only our show, all the shows.
With the talking about sex that we enjoyed so much, we also were heavy bathroom. And,
sure.
And we'll miss it. Yeah. We'll miss it.
But there's plenty of other stuff that we can do. And we'll do our part to come up with better guests and better games, and there will still be the part for you to call in on the phone scan on this show. As far as what's going to happen today, I don't know. Give me a second. Let me think about it.
Feeling our way through it.
Let me look.
I will tell you that last night, right before bed, I had frosted mini wheats, and that's where it stopped.
I can tell you that. What did I have for the first? Well, that's out. That's out.
Okay.
That's out. But the good news is that the first segment is already almost over.
You're kidding me.
No, we've been on the air over 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Over 20 minutes. With the all-new set. Hey, tell your friends, be proud about the fact.
That's right.
The Don and Mike show's not dirty. The Don and Mike show's not dirty.
We're here. We're the same guys you remember.
Uh-huh.
And that's not going to change, brother.
We are not goddamn dirty.
Right.
I know that is a contradiction, but we're not. We're the cleanest show. We're the cleanest show in the world.
Amen.
We will be in bad taste. We will be funny. We will take your phone calls. We will play games. We will do all that stuff. But we will not be indecent.
There you have it.
Right there.
Hallelujah.
Perfect.
Let's call a man who probably needs a change, not only in his life, but perhaps in his wardrobe. Alan was sitting there. You like how I did that?
Yeah, I did.
Alan.
You would have handled that differently.
Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
How are you, Alan?
How'd you think that meeting went today with all those lawyers?
I think you guys did a great job.
You mean it?
No, I really do. I think you stated your case.
Did you get your coat?
Thank you. Yeah.
Hey.
Rolled up in a ball somewhere, but yeah, I did.
Yeah, that was me. If the lady didn't tell you, don't get mad at her. Get mad at me. I just, you know, I couldn't leave a serious meeting like that without at least one practical joke, so I stuffed your coat behind the couch.
I noticed the footprints.
After you guys kicked us out, what did you do? Just throw back a couple and laugh? I mean, after we left the room, like, they're the biggest dopes in the world?
No, I think just the opposite. We just discussed the issue a little bit more and then bailed out. No, it was fine. I was very, very pleased with, you know, your part of the meeting.
So this new direction.
Yeah.
How are you going to attack this on the street? How are you going to position us now on the street?
listen, I think you're going to do as great a radio show today as you did 2 weeks ago. Well, 2 weeks ago would be a bad example.
Right, you had taken us off the air.
Yeah, let's say 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I don't think it changes. We just continue to position Don and Mike as you know, a great, great, funny radio show, period.
Just not dirty.
Well, I never positioned it that way before.
You mean you never, in the advertising, you never said, hey, the dirty show?
No, I never thought it was that dirty, but, you know. That's my position.
Well, yeah, that's your position.
Right.
And incidentally, if I could just take a second
to
thank Alan for the many times that he spoke out on our behalf during that meeting today.
Yeah, thank you for that, Alan.
I believe that would be never.
I really couldn't get a word in edgewise between you and the attorneys.
Now, listen, Hugh's got some stuff in. And even the lowly Cameron Gray, the program director, managed to say a couple of things.
Yes.
Everything that I could have said, I already have.
Okay. Well, just if you want to, you know, take note of this, remember that you had the exact same amount to say as Joe Ardinger did.
That's
duly noted.
That is true. So here we are, Don and Mike.
And we got our school clothes on, too.
I know. You guys look good today.
You know what this is, Alan? This is exactly what you guys want. It's wacky.
Can we get, like, a grown-up clothing budget now?
And it's wacky, and it's zany, and it's in bad taste, but it's not indecent. It's the cleanest goddamn show you're ever going to hear.
I do have one question. What was that tablet that you brought in?
Oh, that was that is my electronic. You've not seen that?
No, I've not seen that.
I got a computer that you can write on. You can actually write using your own little pen, the electric pen.
It's a state of the art electronic gizmo.
It was pretty impressive when he took it out of his case.
And what I had was examples of the last like 280 shows we've done.
Right.
That I was ready to say, well, is this okay or is this okay? But as soon as the meeting started and they threw the mountains of paperwork at us.
Yeah. Hey, do you like my briefcase that I brought to the meeting?
Yeah.
Did you like the same kind you used to have that I got?
The metal one.
You know what I had in there?
What?
M&Ms. Yeah, that's why I didn't open it.
You didn't share it?
Right, now I didn't want to.
No, I brought my fancy laptop, and then once I decided that there was no point even mounting the...
Yeah, you put everything away.
I just put it away and kind of just sat there and wait for them to get done.
And what needs to be said is the M&Ms weren't in a bag, they were loose.
They were loose.
Rolling around in your...
Oh, yeah, you could hear it. Well, it's kind of padded on the inside, so you really couldn't hear it that well.
So good meeting.
Oh,
good meeting, good times.
Yeah,
I never knew that I would enjoy the company of those people as much as I did. You know, Alan, I'd love to spend some
quality time.
Some quality time.
I'm sure you would.
With them.
Believe me, they said the same thing when you left.
Really? And all kidding aside, would you tell the one guy who was really uptight, would you tell him that I do think he reminds me of Sidney Pollack?
I will.
And that he should rent the movie Changing Lanes with Ben Affleck?
I will do that.
And anybody can draw into that anything they do. His portrayal in the movie reminded me an awful lot of this fellow that we were.
You and Michael Hughes go out for a big power lunch after that?
No.
No?
Would you go to, you get a sauna?
Yeah.
You go down for a little steam?
Little schwitz.
Little schwitz. No, good meeting. Good meeting. Well, listen, remember this about the Don and Mike show. It's a hands-off show now, Al, because you got it. Nothing indecent.
You can rest easy.
All right, guys. Well, geez.
Clean it up.
No, seriously, you worry about this radio station at all other times of the day. But, you know, right now,
my feet up on the desk.
Your problems are over.
That's right. Put your feet up on the desk.
Relax. Enjoy yourself.
You had a very, very busy day.
Why don't you pick those shoes, Will Fallon?
Why don't you
pick those shoes off and give yourself a little foot massage.
Okay, I'll do that.
Take these few moments and go to the men's room and see if you can trim down that beard of yours just a little so you have a little more stubble.
Because
I was noticing it's a beautiful, beautiful piece of facial.
He's got a heavy beard.
He does.
Alan can grow a beard like in a day.
How many times a day do you have to shave, Alan?
Four.
What time's it? And your back, is that a hairy area?
No.
You don't have a hairy back?
Not really.
Mm-hmm.
Does your wife enjoy your hairy back? See, now these are questions we can ask because they're not of an indecent nature.
No, they're questions.
You see, boys and girls, we can still have fun.
There are questions that you would ask if you saw someone at a beach.
Do you ever go to the beach?
Of course.
Really?
Do you tan?
Yeah.
We've seen him with a tan booth.
No, I mean, does he tan like in a tanning booth?
No.
Do you tan?
No.
You don't tan like
good for you.
You don't tan like Paul Gorgi does?
No, I didn't know that. I'll have to ask him about that. Mm-hmm.
I tan, Alan.
How many other meetings are you going to have about disc jockeys, do you think, now that we're off your plate, now that we're the clean show?
Well, we're probably going to have a couple more meetings before this week's out.
A couple more meetings. Well, I hope that all of those guys enjoy the hospitality that we did. And let Ron and Fez and whoever it is that's coming in, give them those fancy napkins that had the firm's name on them.
I like those.
I will.
I felt for a moment like I was in a John Grisham movie.
Very exciting.
I was right there. It was the adaptation of some law novel.
And Don and I had the pleasure of laughing at Joe Arndrew, who was walking about a half a block in front of us. I just enjoyed the whole thing of Joe being there.
It was really surreal.
It was beyond surreal. Well, Alan, great meeting. It's great. Listen, can I say something? It's great.
It's your show.
It's great finally having that monkey off my back.
When we walked out of the office and the door closed behind us, Alan, did anyone get on like the little speaker and say, "Get those vagabonds out of this office ASAP"?
How'd you know?
Yeah, there you go.
No, they actually were very pleased with the meeting from their vantage point. So
they're very
they were,
and that's a wonderful vantage point, incidentally.
Very nice,
a wonderful, beautiful vantage.
It's great that they were pleased, and we had no idea that they were. Right. I guess that's the way they do it.
Yeah,
post for the best.
That's why they're so good, Mark.
The Infinity Way.
Yes. Hey, all right.
Well, thank you as always for your time, and I hope that you enjoyed the new clean show.
Thank you,
Alan. I would say this about the meeting. They were pleased, in a sense.
You think you were pleased? Probably.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was okay.
There you go. We're all on the same page.
In a sense. Yeah, Robbie?
We'd have to put our pleasure in context, though. We need to know exactly in what way you're pleased.
And watch how you throw that word pleasure around, okay, pal?
Understood. Not a verb.
That's a P word, okay? That's now a P word. Pleasure is now a P word.
Right.
All right, thank you, Alan.
What a wacky show. This is great.
Thank you.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye.
It was Alan Weinman.
Executive of the Week. You know, they got a tape. Where's that Chicago Cubs tape? Do they have that tape? We'll rejoin with that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll rejoin with the Lee Elia Chicago Cubs tape.
They're absolutely.
They're really behind you.
Yeah. But day baseball.
But we're it. You know what? That's it. We're day baseball.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to have that monkey off our back.
Amen.
Being dirty and doing stuff like that. So get ready. I'm still. Listen, this is still not a show you should have your kids listen to.
No way.
I want to say that.
No way.
You still should not have your kids listen to this show. Unless they're like 13.
Mm-hmm.
I think at this point, what the hell?
I'm 13 before.
What the hell? And they are really, you know, 8 or 9. Sometimes they're very sophisticated.
They're mature, yeah.
And, you know, the exceptional child, you know, you're really exceptional. Maybe there's a 2-year-old out there that could handle this show. But beyond that, listen, thank you for sitting through this explanation.
Amen.
Of what the show is. Now we're actually going to try to do the show.
All right.
And the best news of all, it still includes all these great commercials.
Yay!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We got all these so-called fans that come out here and say they're Cub fans that are supposed to be behind you, ripping every thing you do. I'll tell you one thing. I hope we get hotter than just to scuff it up them 3,000 people that show up every day. Because if they're the real Chicago fans, they can kiss my ass.
Don't ask me about any specific play. I won't answer it. I'm not going to talk about specific plays. The name of the game is hit the ball, catch the ball, and get the job done. Every time we lose a close game, it's magnified. Why did this guy bunt it and that guy pop up or this guy throw a wild pitch? That's baseball, fellas. That's going to happen. That's how runs are scored. That's how the balance goes cockeyed. That's the difference between victory and defeat. Right now, we have more losses than we have wins. Everybody associated with this organization have been winners their whole life.
This is our meeting today.
And the credit is not given in that respect. Changes that have happened in the Cub organization are multifold.
Infinity Broadcasting.
All right, they don't show because we're 5-14. And unfortunately, that's the criteria of them dumb 15
85% to come out to date baseball.
Ah.
The other 85% are earning a living.
Earning a living.
I'll tell you, it'll take more than a 5-13 or 5-14 to destroy the makeup of this club.
Sure will. It'll take more than rules.
I guarantee you that.
To destroy this show.
There's out there that want to play this game. But you're stuck in a stigma of the Dodgers and the Phillies and the Cardinals and all that cheap. All these editorials about Say and the Phillyitis and all that
Janet Jackson.
It's unbelievable.
The FCC.
Really, it's a disheartening situation we're in right now. Anybody that was associated with the Cub organization
John and Mike.
4 or 5 years ago that came back and sees the multitude of progress that's been made.
Multifold.
If they're baseball people, then 5-14 doesn't negate all that work.
That's right. That work.
You got 143 games left. What I'm trying to say is don't rip them guys out there. Rip me.
Yeah.
If you want to rip somebody, rip my. But don't rip them guys, because they're given everything they can give.
Multifold.
And right now they're trying to do more than God gave them, and that's why we make mistakes.
Yeah.
That's exactly why.
That's fine. Really behind you, Roger.
If we hit that groove, it'll flow. And it will flow. The talent's there.
It'll flow.
I don't know how to make it any clearer to you. I'm frustrated. I'll guarantee you I'm frustrated. It'd be different if I walked in this room every day at 8:30 and saw a bunch of guys that didn't give a s***. They give a s***, and it's a tough National League East.
Oh,
the Don and Mike Show.
Regulate.
We never heard.
Two willful boys, Don and Mike.
We never heard the part where he screams, they're really behind you around
here. Really behind you around here.
Building up to
the changes in the Cubs organization are multifold.
Hold on, let me go back to tape one here.
You got all these so-called fans that come out here and say they're Cubs fans.
Hey, you know, it must be in that one that I didn't play that one because our whole thing wasn't about our listeners or
well,
he calls them our fans.
He had the same tone, Don. That's right.
Yeah. Rip those MFers.
And you know, it gets me all excited that baseball's just around the corner because, you know, at least once or twice a year, you're going to have one of those rave out. Last year, were we rave out free?
I think so.
I think so.
I don't think we had one.
Yeah,
I do.
That's sad.
I do believe so. Don and Mike Show, hello.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Oh, hi. And I was just wondering if you guys are going to still be able to keep your sexual enhancement sponsors, Enzyte and...
That is a question not for us to answer, but for the manager. You know, that's an excellent question.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the stuff that we won't be allowed to say now will be allowed in the context of commercials.
Yeah, yeah. And that is a good question. We don't have the answer to it. Who knows?
You know, PE was something that they told us for how long we couldn't say PE.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole point now. We just gotta, even though that's unfair, and man, you're right. That they're telling us we can't say it, but they're going to play commercials that say it.
Right.
That's the challenge.
Right. They can use the clinical defense for that.
We got to use
a medical product.
What we got. And what we got is, you know, these are the rules. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, are you going to still be able to call stupid callers, you know, DAs and
yes,
stuff like
of
that?
Course. Yes. And to run this by you one more time, bad taste is okay.
Mm-hmm.
I could say you're an a-hole. You could say I'm an a-hole. I would like to say that it's my thought that if we're going to take all this stuff out of the show,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to make this the Don and Mike funhouse, okay,
mm-hmm.
where every day
right.
you turn it on and it's...
Happy puppy. Well, that's just fine that you say that. Hey, I really don't mean that.
I don't want that. But on the other hand, I don't want it to now overcompensate
right.
to become nothing but confrontational, screaming,
no, that's
yelling at people.
Yeah, right. That's bad, too.
The whole deal is just let's try to have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
Let's understand the parameters. Let's make some radio history. Let's show them that in this time of indecency and scared public members and Congress that has to change something, that you can do a show that has no sex and is not in excretory function land
mm-hmm.
and still get killer ratings.
Mm-hmm.
And
hey,
still,
listen. On the lighter side, over the weekend, I was downloading some free music, and I pulled up Maroon 5,
And you should have seen all the files that people were downloading, and I was wondering if you had anything to do with that.
No, I wish I had something.
Isn't that a big smash hit now?
Yeah.
That one you were playing?
That's,
I mean, didn't that, or did that, I don't know how soon, I know I heard it on a couple of radio stations.
That's on the way up.
Really?
The stations are still playing on the other one, that one that goes, is there anyone out here, because it's getting harder and harder to breathe.
The one you played, I heard a couple of times over the weekend.
Well, then they're
picking up.
It's a
I love you guys.
Mike, it's smash or trash.
You can always pick the hits.
Smash or trash. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
And listen, this doesn't count. We're going to do a phone scan later with you guys, but everybody's calling now about,
right,
you know, whatever's happening here. Just want to make people know everything's cool. Hey, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hey, hi.
Hey, did you guys get anything in writing?
Cool. We asked.
Did ask. Now, I would say that if, I can say this with good conscience, that if we do get something in writing, then we might do different things. But right now, no, and that's the way it is.
What we asked for in writing were some boundaries.
Mm-hmm. You know, in fairness to all the powers that be here, everybody's still trying to figure all this out.
Right. They don't really.
And you know what? I don't think anyone's ever going to be able to figure it out.
Well, one of the things, I think I can say this without betraying a confidence, something said by somebody in that room was that this entire situation might take 4 years to figure out what's going on the radio.
Mm-hmm. See what it is. What it is you'll never get anything in writing because the corporation will not, for the simple fact that they want that blackboard effect. They want to be able to change the rules are.
Right. So if that's the world that we're in.
I will tell you, though, and I will defend it. You're never going to hear me do this. I never do this. I'm going to defend this corporation. This corporation is not getting the rule book either.
Yeah,
nobody's getting the rule book.
There are no
rules. That's the biggest problem. You know why you don't get the rule book? Because it's difficult to write the rule book.
Yeah, because like we said before, it's so subjective. Yeah. What I find offensive, you find offensive, but this guy wouldn't find offensive.
Right.
So here's our point. Hear me out here, and then I promise I'll let you say something. This is going to go on until the November elections,
at least,
and even then, maybe 3 to 4 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if this is the way it is. This is what we asked for. This is why we played records on Friday, to find out exactly where we stand and to find out what we can do and what we can't do. We've told you.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Go ahead now. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, you know, it's just politically correct garbage. And, you know, you guys were out there being yourselves, and that's quite refreshing compared to all these other people.
And now you're going to have to hear us be ourselves without being dirty about sex. And number two, we can do it. We can do it. You'll like it. You know, it's. I'm very sorry about the way that this has happened, but these are facts.
Mm-hmm.
We got a couple of things we can do. We can turn and walk away from it. You know, and that's the coward's way out.
Yeah, it is.
You can say all the nasty words and get fired and be a rebel, but then what are you? You're Opie and Anthony. Mm-hmm. You're going to satellite radio.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can do what we finally ended up saying. Okay, you want a show that's funny but clean? Well, do a show that's funny but clean.
We can do that. It's no big deal, and it really isn't. But the big deal was somebody had to make a decision, and it has been decided that that's what we're going to do.
So that's it.
Why we needed to sit down, why we needed to get it all ironed out and all worked out.
There's no going back, so hopefully this will be the last discussion we kind of have to have on this, but I appreciate
the
call.
And I will tell you, I do hope that we never have everybody associated with the show in one room like that in a law office, because you know what? It is theater of the absurd.
It was funny. Hello.
It was funny.
Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, buddy.
First of all, no matter what you do, buddies, it's going to be great.
We all
know that.
Thank you.
I guarantee that. You know, and I'm up for this challenge. I'm really up. The more I think about it, you know, it's the only attitude that I can have, and I know share it with everybody else on the show. If this is the way that it is, we can do the same show. Listen, as much as some of you like or don't like features on this show, there are some things that are going to stay, you know, because they're what we do. I'm going to still talk about my wife. Mike is still going to talk about his life. You're still going to get Rob. You're still going to get Buzz. All of us talking about whatever we talk about.
Right.
That's why we listen. We listen for you guys, and we don't need any other stuff.
And we're still going to play games, but there's stuff that we're going to have to lose now. There's stuff that we're just... not going to be able to do. I don't want to give you tons of examples because we're going to get in trouble by telling you what we can't do. That's ridiculous.
And if we go down that road, it'll be...
I had a thought that you guys might have already come up with. And I know you hate when folks, you know, come in with ideas. Have you thought of maybe once a week as a goof having a medical professional?
No. No, listen, you know, that's
I'm great. Laughing because that just makes me laugh.
And I laugh too, but I'm not going to be the guy now. We've told them that we're doing a safe show.
Yeah.
And you know what they would say to us? They'd come back and go, "Are you having a medical expert on to say dirty words, to be titillating?" And, you know.
Yeah, and they'd see right through that. And believe me, there is never, ever.
Listen.
In this company, and probably around the country, right, there's never been this level of scrutiny for people that do.
All we wanted was to find out exactly where we stood.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that today, even in the awful gray context of what they were laying out, they laid it out for us. So it's like anybody with any job. Your boss tells you what to do, you do it. You know, I hate to sound like a goddamn, you know, rah-rah coach, but you take lemons and you make lemonade. That's what you do.
Right. I've done that for years anyway.
That's what we're doing. I'm up for this. I'm up for being the guys that did the show that got great ratings. That didn't have sex.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for my money, if we do the show and we're all funny guys, we can do a funny show without that stuff. We do the show without that stuff, the show still does good. The show should be cleared on 100 radio stations, not on 40 radio stations.
Sure.
Right?
I agree.
I'm just trying to look at this from an optimistic point of view. Just try and just being a realist about the way things really are today for us with this company.
If you don't have that attitude, you can't come in here and do what we do. Is it a challenge? It is, but we're up to the challenge. I mean, we are up to the challenge of doing whatever. You know, we can make any show entertaining.
We can. I'm sorry. This is going to come off like bragging. We can make anything funny.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be one of the new games that we have to play on the show.
Make anything funny.
Yeah, we can make anything, but we truly can.
Of course.
It's the problem is it's easy with sex and with scatological, and the truth is that's what we laugh about off the air.
Of course.
But for the last 12 years, we've had the luxury of laughing at pretty much everything off the air, on the air.
Absolutely.
Now we got to make that distinction again. No problemo.
Yeah, we'll do it.
No problemo. You're still going to dig the show. You still get Joe's narcotics movie.
Well, there you go.
We're not taking that away from you. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at all the stuff, dialing for transvestites. Well, there's nothing sexual about that. When we call those lines, we don't call looking to have sex.
No.
We call guys pretending to be girls.
Right.
That's cool. Can you get to 10? Well, maybe there's a problem because of the end of that one.
Mm-hmm. No, we might modify the end of it.
Let's see. Dying for transvestites. Okay. The Michael Hunt game. That's gone.
Yeah.
The medical information game.
Yeah, we could probably get away with that.
No, that one is gone.
Oh, really?
That one was gone the last time we did it.
Okay.
That's when I got the news on that.
Wow.
Swearing mom's gone. But look, I still got a list of 50 other games that we do.
And stuff that hasn't been invented yet.
Yeah. And now this is what I've been waiting for. Tell me what type of show we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I know what type of show we're doing. We're not going to be as raunchy as we used to be. No problem. You give me 24 hours. Well, hell, we're actually going to start the show right here in a moment. We've already started it. This is just the part where we tell you why we're making a couple of changes. We just want to be upfront with you guys. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I want to request a song.
No.
Oh. Listen. And again,
even though we enjoyed that on Friday, that is something I think you felt the same way as me. It was fun to do that for a day.
One time.
That I didn't want to go back to.
I got a big forehead, and I
want to go back to that.
I got news for you, though. I loved it. It was the only way that I got through Friday.
Yeah.
I love records. I love being a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of fun on Friday. If I wasn't able to do that on Friday,
we
could have gone out of control.
To do it regularly. I like to get in here and talk.
Yeah,
I really do.
Westbound 66, the kind of soda ball.
Shut up, Beverly. Excuse me. Beverly, not now, please.
Not now, Bev.
I'm sorry. And what, her fake name, Vera.
Vera Bumpley.
Excuse me, Vera.
Not now, please.
Please.
Sorry for using your real name, Bev.
Not please, now.
Please be quiet. Give me how long? Give me a minute. Stand by for your cue. Hello.
Stand by.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
See, hey, Don and Mike.
I press a button and she. Our traffic girl does traffic for like 8 radio stations. Mm-hmm. So all she knows is because we're not on a real schedule, we press the button, she's got to be there.
Right.
Hi, Beverly. How are you?
Beth.
Hello. Are you there?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, you play the Boston Soundalike band on Friday. Cool show. I like the variety hour and everything. But tell me the name of that band. They played Waterloo, I think.
Oh man, it wasn't a Boston Soundalike. It was kind of studio musicians.
Yeah,
wasn't
but they
it?
Were but they were going for Boston.
Were they going for the Boston song, sound? Yeah. Because I told people about that song. Do you know who does that?
I'll find out. It's in my car. I'll find out. I don't remember. But I before the end of today's show, I get that to you. One more call, Don and Mike. Hello,
Don and Mike.
Robert wasn't handsome.
I think he was.
Hello. Don and Mike, hi.
Come on, go ahead, sir.
Oh, hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
Come on, we've been in a lawyer's
office. Come on.
What can we do for ye?
Hi, once we elect a new president, maybe we could turn this thing around.
No.
Okay, thank you. Now what do you want?
You know what? Hold on a second. I speak for all Democrats everywhere. Don't represent us, sir.
You're not qualified.
Please.
Listen,
my friend.
Hold
on.
You know, I so want somebody to really, honest to God, because, you know, I'm inclined to agree with what you're saying, but that you're the guy that says it takes half an hour for you to formulate your thought and get it out on the phone.
I couldn't tell whether you were speaking.
Calm down. I didn't tell you. Ralph Nader was calling the show today.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, guys.
I didn't tell you. Ralph, good luck in the election.
Yeah. Came down like the breakfast this morning. You hear he got back in the race? High fives all around.
Yeah. Guys, trust me. This is not a Democratic or Republican issue in Congress.
I know.
This is...
What, Ralph Nader or the idea of
censorship.
Censorship.
It is the flavor of the month, and it's something that these guys can hang their hat on to say, I'm doing something about Janet Jackson.
We were talking a little bit about that today, and if you got a chance to hear that, when you hear them all... You know, I think that's when they really go to town, when they're in their little committee meetings.
The Wittfront meeting?
And they sit up there, and they're... You know, that's when they... It's not when they're on the floor of the House.
No.
It's not when they're doing that. It's not when they're out in their districts. It's when they're in that room with that big panel, that big oak table, and they're looking down at you, mm-hmm. and you got to testify.
You know what that is?
That's when they really go nuts.
That's right. That is. I've talked about this for years. It's the pharmacist effect,
right?
Yes. When you go in to pick up your meds, you always got to look up at the farm guy because mm-hmm. he's way up there. He's like, the name is
Reverb.
Then you hear. Number 28, now ready. And really, for my money, all those guys have to do is, I've seen the jars, the big gigantic jars have like 500 pills.
Right.
They pour them on a tray, and they get a little piece of plastic,
thick,
like a thing that a guy in a restaurant uses to clean your table off.
To scrape off the crumbs.
Mm-hmm. And they just go, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 24, 60. Now, you wonder, what is that, really? Even if you're retarded, that's like... Tops a 5-minute job.
Yeah.
Why is it?
Think. You have to obviously.
Why is it when you're going in for your meds that first off you can't? They can't just go. Let me count these out for you.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to wait. But also you've got the issue, just like with Congress.
You probably wouldn't want a guy with a criminal record doing it.
Why not?
The guy was busted for drugs.
You get a couple of freebies.
If the guy was, you know, tempted to.
I'll be right down there with that Percodan.
Anyway, listen, they're up way high, and no pun intended.
I'm looking down at you, and I got all the stuff I can handle.
Just like the guys in Congress. We'll be right back, everybody.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Switch to Singular Wireless. You get a wireless company that offers you and your family the best plans possible.
That's right, my friend. Only Singular Wireless has family talk, and Singular is the only place for rollover.
Ah, you know the old rollover. The rollover plan's great because it allows you to use your rollover, allows you to roll over your unused minutes month to month for up to a year.
Oh, I get it. Rollover. Very clever. Just remember that singular with a C, C-I-N-G-U-L-A-R. Check it out online at singular.com.
And when you're there, add great features to your account. And when you add great features to your account, the total $4.99 or higher.
You mean like text messaging or roadside assistance, Bob?
Exactly. Yeah. Mike, you'll get a swell LG 4010 flip phone free. No hassles and no rebates to fool with.
So why wait? Run screaming to your nearest Singular store or visit www.singular.com for phones and features.
Certain restrictions apply. Yes. See website for details. Singular is neato. Torpedo.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
If you really want to test him out, why don't you try the old Jerry Lewis trick?
Jerry Lewis?
I heard when Jerry Lewis left a meeting, he'd purposely leave a briefcase with a tape recorder in it. Then after 5 minutes, he'd come back for it, listen to what everyone said about him.
Yeah, that's pretty paranoid.
Yes, it is.
I like it.
The Don and Mike Show.
I wanted to do that today. At our meeting.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You know, really.
I know.
I mean, now that you just said that, I thought, wouldn't that be great?
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
They wish that they were prettier. Don and Mike.
Right, right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I got a question for you, Don and Mike.
Yes.
With these new restrictions,
yep,
will you still be able to do the excretory noises?
Farts? Nope. Gone.
Oh, but I think they're so funny.
Well, we all do.
Yeah. We all do, but they are excretory.
It's a new world.
I'm
all right.
Guessing.
Sorry. Thank you, though.
Thank you.
We'll be thinking about you and yours.
And, hey, way to go, because, you know, girls are normally not down with that.
Right. Right.
I mean, I just want to tip my hat to her, even though she's not going to get what she wants.
Right? She likes that.
She does.
She likes that. You know, we're still reeling from this meeting with the lawyers.
Yeah, we're winded, I think.
You know, we're trying to figure out what we can do and can't do on the show. We think we know it. We'll be fine with it. The more that we talk about these meetings, though, just another great thing that happened. And the whole thing, you got to understand, we're guys that do a silly radio show.
And we're a silly group of guys. I mean, we really are. It's like bringing circus clowns into a real business environment.
And even though we're all dressed up and wearing our grown-up clothes.
Hard shoes.
Even Joe, you know, I think Joe had hard shoes on.
Yeah, but he, you know, Joe was dressed the way Joe dresses.
Yeah, well,
Joe's a rebel.
He's Joe. With all of that, there are still things that I take back and I love, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm fine to go along with these changes, and we're going along with them right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just what I love saying to one of the lawyers who happened to be a woman on the way out, a woman I've had conversations with on the phone, mm-hmm, but have never actually met in person.
Mm-hmm.
When we got done with the meetings, we shook hands. It was a pleasure to finally meet you. I said, you'll never see me again.
And you know what? And here's the deal. And she might not know this. You meant it.
Yeah, she said, excuse me? And I said, oh, no, I don't mean that as a slight.
No.
I mean, we'll never be in your office
again ever,
so you'll never see us again,
right?
This should be the last time that we have any contact with the lawyers,
right?
So having said that, and everybody still wants to talk about what we can and can't do, we'll wait for the phones, can, and let us do the show.
Mm-hmm.
and you'll get a feel for what's happening,
right?
We're still going to play games and have fun. I want to mention we have a trip to Iceland. We're giving that away every day this week.
Wow.
Icelandic
cowboy,
the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic with daily flights to continental Europe, Scandinavia, the UK, and Iceland.
Mm-hmm. That is a fun flight. We did that flight.
It
and
is.
we can tell you we had a blast doing that. I was in the my seat, and I sat across from two girls that were just chatting the whole time.
Two totally heterosexual men. Excuse me, one hetero and one metero.
Metrosexual.
No, Rob's the metrosexual. Rob is totally metrosexual.
It's amazing when you can make that long a flight and hear giggling the whole way.
Anyway, it's a great prize. We'll give it away later on today's show.
Mm-hmm.
So, Justin Timberlake is still making headlines. Yeah, let's hear it for Justin Timberlake.
Now, he's the one that I will forever remember, the guy that apologized.
Yep.
Janet Jackson did not apologize.
But they're not letting him off the hook.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people say they shouldn't let him off the hook.
Right. And here's now more stuff, more fallout for poor JT, as his friends call him, JT. ABC has got some TV special they're doing on Motown, on the history of Motown. And some African Americans are complaining to the network. And can we just, as a society, stop complaining about things that we see on TV or hear on the radio?
Yeah.
Can you really? I mean, we've had to change our show.
Uh-huh.
But really, don't make everybody change their shows.
No, just turn it off. Or...
Turn it off. Anyway, ABC has this Motown special, and they're getting second thoughts about Justin Timberlake. Not because of the Janet Jackson thing,
mm-hmm.
but because African Americans are calling up and complaining because he's white.
Well, I heard, you know, in the very hearings we were talking about, I heard a congressman say that he resented that it's called the Janet Jackson incident.
Mm-hmm.
And because I think that African Americans feel like Justin Timberlake got off the hook for this thing.
Well, Mike, here is Rob, I know you're a regular subscriber to Black Talent News.
Oh, yes.
On yourweb.com.
Mm-hmm.
Quote about Justin Timberlake. Before the Super Bowl, he had gotten a black folks pass. Says Tanya Kersey, editor of Black Talent News.
And I never understood that.
But he sold out Janet to save his own skin, showing his true colors in the process. It's a classic case of profiting from blacks, but jumping ship when things get hot. And he will be on Motown? I think not.
All right.
I don't know.
What does he have to do with Motown anyway?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think...
He's just a dopey kid.
Yeah. But he came across as kind of... You know, I mean, I think I can understand.
But their problem
is kind of wimpy for doing the apology to get on the Grammy.
But the thing is, the people that are complaining to ABC and Motown don't care about Janet Jackson.
Right.
They're just saying he had gotten the black folks pass.
Right.
Since this happened, now that he did this thing with Janet Jackson,
uh-huh.
the black folks are taking the pass back.
Because do you think they're taking the pass because he did this, or do you think they're taking the pass away because they think she got in more trouble than he did?
Or did they just want to have a white guy
not host
the Motown show?
What surprises me is no one's mentioning that his co-host on the Motown show is also white, Lionel Richie.
Oh, now, Rob. Lionel Richie, I'm only half white.
Oh, my God.
Or whatever he is.
Not a bad point.
Everybody watched that Sex and the City show last night. Who wasn't surprised that John Big, or Big John, whatever his name is now,
mm-hmm.
was going to go to Paris,
right.
find Carrie, right after she had been slapped accidentally, which mm-hmm. is what Carrie Spiewak says too, slapped accidentally mm-hmm. by the Russian. I mean, I sat down with my wife last night.
Mikhail Baryshnikov slapped her? I didn't watch it.
Yeah, yes.
I don't watch it.
I watched it with my wife last night because it was one of those things where it was implied I had to watch it with her because she watches junk with me.
If you want to talk about men that watch Sex in the City, I think that's where we part company. I think that's why I don't watch it anymore.
Yeah.
You said you watched it with your wife.
Yeah. Right.
You have a wife, and that's why it's really, in many households in America, it's required watching
yes.
for those of you that are happily married.
Well, no, and I'm happily married, but there's been plenty of times when that show comes on, and I just go, you know, yuck.
Yeah.
Not funny.
But isn't it like a chick flick that guys can tolerate?
Sometimes. And I would say the opposite is true on Larry David. When that show comes on, my wife goes, yuck.
Yeah.
I don't think he's funny.
I'm with you there.
So it's a guy and a girl thing, but we watched this last night, and I refused to watch the hour build-up to it. Frieda was watching the hour-long special in which all of these actresses were speaking about what their characters meant and the depth of the... Come on, they play four broads, they fool around in New York, they get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
But really, who wouldn't change places with any four of them?
Oh, really? True.
Even the one with breast cancer. She got a pretty great life. Have you ever seen her without a designer outfit on?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen her go, oh, God, I've got absolutely no money, and I've got no money in my ATM, and I've got creditors calling
that
me.
That boyfriend.
No, and she's hot, and she's got a great job. So I'm watching this last night with Frieda, and I see her on the couch, and I really can't tell if she's crying or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to call her on it because this is an important show to her. She's all worked up about it.
Well, where'd she end up going? What was how did they end the show?
Here's what happened.
I know enough about the show, and I watched
it. Here's what happened. It was such a goddamn fairy tale Disneyland ending. The one that looks like Dave Foley.
Okay, Cynthia Nixon.
Right. Okay, she ended up, of course, she's married to the guy, but as it turns out, Ann Mara.
She's her mother-in-law now.
Ann Mara, who's her mother-in-law.
Ann Mara was on the show?
She has Alzheimer's.
Oh, dear.
And she would walk out in the street and...
Not in real life.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it was method acting. Yeah. I don't know. Perhaps she just walked onto the set.
Right.
But at least last night on the show, she had Alzheimer's. And so this is how they tied up this part. It's Cynthia Nixon giving her a bath. Now, they didn't show anything.
Right. So are we to believe that Cynthia Nixon's character will be forever taking care of her mom? Well, that's her family.
No, it's a lot in life. It's her husband's mom. And so now
she's taking care of her mother.
So she's turned the corner, you know. Yeah, right.
Is her husband that guy with the glasses?
Yeah.
Steve.
Yeah.
So the guy talks like that, kind of the cutesy guy.
Yeah, I hate that guy. You couldn't have predicted that. Then you go to the hot one who's married to the bald Jew guy. Who's the hot one? Kristen Davis. What's her name on the show?
Mike liked. Kristen Davis.
Karen, so.
She used to be married to
the guy from
Kyle
Peaks.
McLaughlin, right.
So she can't get knocked up. She can't get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
He can't get her pregnant. They got a couple of
surrogates or
yeah. Inbred is still okay on the show. They have a couple that looks like they're inbreds because they're from North Carolina.
Okay,
and they're in their Park Avenue penthouse having breakfast with these two, and they say, "We can't give you the baby. We want to keep the baby." So they've lost their surrogate.
So it's a couple?
Yes.
Yeah.
But the couple decides they want to keep the baby.
All right.
So, of course, they're crushed. But meanwhile, there's millions of shots of them walking happily through New York, walking their dogs. And, mm-hmm. The life is great. Here's how that one ends. As he comes home from work, she says, "Honey, I'm sorry. I'm the bad New York wife. I ordered Chinese takeout tonight." And she's getting out the little boxes of the Chinese food. And he says, "You're not going to believe this." And he opens an envelope. "Look, it's a picture of the baby we were adopting from China."
God.
Now, at this point...
This is like pure chick flick.
At this point...
Like every storyline.
I'm looking at Frida, and I'm noticing that she's got just a little... What could be either sleep or tears in her eyes. And I'm not saying...
She's getting emotional.
I'm not saying anything. Then you go to Samantha, the one, the horriest one, and the one who has breast cancer. Here's her problem. Oh, you didn't know she had breast cancer?
No, I didn't know. I don't follow the show.
Mm-hmm. But it's, as far as I could tell, it's not affected.
She's being treated. She had no surgery, just chemotherapy.
All right, so she's,
what happens to her?
She had a scene last night that would indicate that she's doing fine in that department. You wouldn't know that she has cancer there because she was doing something at the end of the show. So here's...
And she was always the one that would do that.
Yeah, her boyfriend, who's like a male model and a movie star, she says to him he's going on location because she's lost her sex drive because of the chemo, of which is not apparent because she's not lost any weight. She still looks
just lost her hair.
Fabulously glamorous. She just wears wigs.
Mm-hmm.
She says to him, "You go ahead and find somebody." He's in the...
She's not dating the big, high-powered executive anymore.
No, she dumped him. She's on to a good-looking male model.
All right, okay.
So... Anyway, he's up in Canada making this bad Conan the Barbarian movie, and she calls him up and she says, "I changed my mind, really. If you meet somebody else up there, don't do it with them, okay?" And he says, "Of course I wouldn't do it with you." And he sent her flowers that said something like, "Let's look forward to spring, because that's the new season when she'll get her libido back."
Okay, and is your wife sobbing at this point now?
And at this point then... He comes back. He surprises her. He comes back early.
Really,
And keep in mind, on the same show, the same woman has just said she has no sex drive.
Right.
But because the boyfriend comes back from Canada...
With flowers.
...and wakes her up with these magic flowers...
Right.
...the scene ends with her jumping up and down on top of him naked.
Okay.
So happy Samantha got her libido back.
There you go.
So now we go to Sarah Jessica Horseface.
Mm-hmm.
She's in Paris, and of course we have to go through the obligatory scenes of her walking down the cobblestone
steps. And she's the featured performer, right?
Yep. Of course she is, and there she is. Hi. How you doing, honey?
Is that Sarah Jessica Parker?
Right? There she is. And, of course, while she's walking down the cobblestone stairs, at some point...
she gets some number two on her shoe, mm-hmm. some number two from an animal, and she's, you know, that New York, oh, there's something on my shoe. And then the French people walking by are mocking her.
Right.
And it's the worst moment of her life. And then she goes to the hotel, and the Russian guy hits her, but he doesn't really mean to hit her.
Well, how did that happen?
Okay.
That's the only part I wanted to ask you about.
Well, actually, this sounds like a story from the Spiewak Family Journal. But I'll tell you, here's what happened. They're standing there, and he says to her, "Don't you understand? My work is very important to me. I love you." And she says, "I have to leave. I have to leave." And he's got her by the shoulders. He's not abusing her.
No.
Well, come on. Listen, she could beat him up. It's,
right.
It's that Baryshnikov.
Yeah, he's pretty powerful, though.
Oh, I don't know. I take her in.
So how does the slap ensue?
So he's shaking her, and as she turns to walk away, his hand is just out, and it accidentally, like, gives her a glancing blow on the face.
Right.
She kind of walks into it.
Right.
And...
That's all right. No, he's describing it
right.
correctly. Yeah.
That's what you always say, right, Rob?
Actually,
she's got a huge face.
Yes. And she walked into
That's
it.
The
she's
problem.
Got a big face. It's tough to get that face out of the way.
Right. And then she says, "I can't believe you just bit slapped me or hit me," whatever she says. And he goes, "Well, I did not mean to. I did that." And she goes, "That's it." And puts on another one of her dopey girl hats that go with her dopey girl outfits.
Right.
She goes down to the lobby of the hotel, and she's despondent, and she wants a room. She doesn't want a room in the hotel with that guy. And exactly that moment, out of all the gin joints in all the world, in the city of Paris, here comes Mr. Big.
Big!
Big comes through.
I like Big.
He says
I like him.
Yeah. Says he's going to go upstairs and he's going to punch the guy's lights out. But Carrie trips him on the stairs and they're rolling on the plush carpeting and they're laughing and it's ha 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 ha. And then he says,
that sounds like a stretch to me.
He says to her when they get outside, "You are the one." And then she says, "Take me back home."
The end.
And that's how it ends.
Well, so Mikhail Baryshnikov got kind of screwed in this deal.
He was a jerk.
Yes, listen, all the girls wanted her to go back with Mr. Big anyway. So
I mean, the poor guy. All the girls
are happy.
But no, she was going to leave him anyway.
He never paid her any attention.
Ah, okay.
That was the problem.
All right.
Anyway, all of this talk and all of this discussion over the show, and we get done, and I'm looking at my wife, and like,
is she sobbing?
Yes and no. If she wants to call in to comment,
Misty,
she can comment. I will say that I did catch her doing this thing with the corner of her eyes a couple of times. That girl thing where like you right. pretend like,
okay, I'm verklempt.
You're fixing your makeup and like, oh, I think we should turn off the TV. She would be. Look at this. She would be. And the big revelation today is the fact that when her cell phone rings, she goes, "Oh, it's John." And, like, no one's ever known that this is Mr. Big's first name. It's right. John.
John.
Big Bad John.
You know, after you've given that entire summary, I'm delighted at only one thing, that I wasn't there to watch it.
I watched it. Watched it with my wife last night.
Did you get misty at all during it?
I didn't. I've had rash issues all weekend.
That makes you misty.
Whenever
I watch According to Jim, I just sob. Yeah.
Just a very brief flare up on the inner thigh. I believe one too many days of wearing sweatpants with the humidity levels as high as they are in the dry air.
It wasn't Sex and the City that show that gave you that.
No, it was all weekend I just had this.
Didn't you cry when you realized that you just wasted a half hour that you would never get back ever, no matter what happened? Larry David made up for it, though.
Yeah.
Let's see. Now we don't, sadly, have any Sean Cassidy music.
That is sad.
Sadly, we don't. No, Rob, don't even bother looking.
Do we have Hey Deanie?
Do we have Hey Deanie? Be a deer and find Hey Deanie. I dare you. Sean Cassidy, the Do Run Run. That's him, right? David Cassidy's brother.
Right.
You'll be glad to know he ran over some guy.
Oh, no.
That's what I have. Sean Cassidy.
Oh, dear.
Sean Cassidy was driving into a studio at 10 a.m. when he ran over Conrad Perez. who was a security guy.
Oh, no.
Actually, what happened was that Sean Cassidy ran into this guy and pinned him between two cars.
Oh, would kill him?
No, he didn't kill him. The guy was taken to the hospital.
Ow!
He had a fracture in his leg, and the injury is minor. He says, Perez, of course, hey, Mr. Johnny.
Yeah?
Mr. Johnny, he says his leg is a badly bruised.
Yes.
And, Cassidy has no comment. I only mentioned...
Well, perhaps Sean was praying to the ghost of his father.
L.A. Jack Cassidy.
Cassidy!
Hello. Hey, Robbie, you got a little reverb? Forget the song. Give us some reverb so we can...
The ghost of Jack Cassidy. Summoning the ghost of Jack Cassidy.
Understand, my son had a little issue.
Hello, son.
Had a little issue running over a guy. Hello?
Son, it's me, your dad.
Jack Cassidy.
I know you're going 10 miles an hour pulling into the gate of Paramount Pictures, but see that man, Carlos?
Conrad, Don. Conrad Perez.
Conrad, drive your Ford Focus right into his knees. Do it for Daddy.
There you go. Yes, I'm the evil spirit of your father, Jack Cassidy.
And I'm...
Bye. Yes, of course.
Bicoastal.
Bicoastal, of course.
And while we may not be able to touch on my sexual habits, we can still mention that I died in flames with my chateau burning in the Hollywood Hills.
Yes, as I was smoking my cigarette in the long cigarette holder.
Jack Cassidy. Sean, drive the car into him.
Yes, that's
do it.
Right.
Join me up here, Sean.
You see, I look like the devil, and I give you advice like the devil, Sean. Run him over. Conrad Perez, run him over until he's dead.
Your brother's such a disappointment in his Las Vegas act. Shirley, thank God she's not involved with Marty Ingalls anymore. But, Sean, I'm telling you now.
You can be bigger and better than your brother. Go ahead and run him over.
run him over.
Jack Cassidy.
Check, she's back with Marty Ingalls. It was only a small break, so they're back together.
You're telling me, the dead Jack Cassidy, that my ex-wife,
yes,
Shirley Jones, is back with that no-talent Marty Ingalls?
Yes, and I think he wears an ascot like you.
All right, Sean, here's the advice. Drive over to the Ingalls residence, wait till Marty picks up his morning paper, and run him down. Jack Cassidy!
All right. That's Jack Cassidy.
Jack Cassidy. I so love Jack that.
You never found that right. We didn't. Well, never. That's probably a good thing we don't.
Last time, were you the one that called me when Bewitched was on and it was Jack Cassidy?
Yes, and Jack Cassidy was on. You bet.
Wonderful Jack Cassidy show.
Alicia Cuthbert, who we really like because she's so pretty.
She's pretty.
She's really a pretty girl.
It's fetching.
She's on the show 24. Mike, you'd be glad to know.
Isn't she in a TV movie, too?
She's making a movie, though. She's making a real movie. The House of Wax. And I know you love...
The House of Wax?
And I know you love... Welcome to the House of
Wax. Welcome to the House of Wax. Yes, sir. And best opening of any movie. And you know why? It was 3D.
Yeah.
And they had... what are those things called that have the rubber ball attached to the rubber band that's on the paddle? Paddle ball?
The paddle ball.
And the rubber ball and that had the paddle attached. What is that called? Oh, yes. Paddle ball.
Yes, very complex. Yes, paddle ball. And at the beginning, there's a guy with a top hat that's like summoning everybody to come into the House of Wax. Mm-hmm. And he turns towards the camera and he's looking around. Welcome to the House of Wax. And you see the ball coming into the camera like this. Very, very cool.
Welcome to the House of Wax.
That's where you'll see Jack Bauer. Jack Bauer's daughter. No,
I'm made out of wax now, Don.
Sorry. I'd be good on 24.
Check me out in the flaming chair display.
Tony. Let me talk with Hector. Check. Hi, this is Jack Bauer from CTU.
I'm Jack Cassidy. Come into the House of Wax and enjoy my wingback chair on fire display.
Nina, you killed my wife. I'm afraid I'm going to have to kill you, Nina, like I killed Hector. I'm Jack Bauer. Imagine this. Previously on 24.
Hi, this is Jack Cassidy, the new star of 24. Sitting here for my burning wing back there. Yes, sorry.
Previously my legs on fire.
Yeah, I just don't think Jack Cassidy would fit in with today's television.
And then, we got a break here, so let's do the phone scan. My man, GW, wants to see the new Mel Gibson movie, The Passion of the Christ. Let me see. He wants to see it at some point. He probably will. Here's the question.
Yes.
Do you think he'll get it?
What's going on? I don't get it. They got the subtitles.
What the heck kind of language are they speaking? Oh, man, it's subtitles, Laura. Yeah, I got to get out of the theater.
That's the thing. You know, the movie is in, what is it, in Latin?
At Latin.
Aramaic.
And Aramaic.
Yeah, and there's subtitles.
Right.
Oh, man, give me that other one that I picked out.
What other one was that?
Kangaroo Jack. Come on, that's funny.
But Bush wants to go see Passion, the Passion of the Christ.
I ain't going
to
stick in it, man. I'm not going to stay in there with all them subtitles. God,
I want to go see the Passion of the Christ.
I don't want that.
And whatever you do, do not give me a Justin Timberlake on the boat.
Doesn't that sound to you like something that a brother would say?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, the Passion of the Christ.
It wouldn't be Passion of the Christ.
The Passion of the Christ.
Oh, no, it's ain't Kangaroo Jack. I'm not watching it.
Justin Timberlake? I don't want him on my show. Phone scan right here and right now at 877-365-3636. I'm looking at my... You know, I didn't get to the courthouse. It smells like sewage. You know why I didn't?
Why?
Because of our meeting today.
Oh, yes, that's
maybe
right.
Tomorrow I'll figure out how to get that one on the air for you.
I think that might be a passable.
877-365-3636 phone number. Rob Canada, 800-636-1067, DC 202-432-1067. What else didn't I get to today? I want to tell you, Tom Snyder finds it hard to shower. If you go to Tom Snyder's website, his links on his website are the Green Bay Packers, toy trains, and sheepdogs.
Mm-hmm.
And that dumb, that's his name, Adam Sandler movie. Number one again.
Yeah. Toy trains and sheepdogs. Now there's a movie I'd watch.
Call now. Phone scan, lie straight ahead. Be good, you animals.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The music sucks. All it does is take precious airspace away from shock DJs whose cruelty and profanity amuse us all.
Shut up, boy.
The Don and Mike Show. And I say bravo to you, sirs. Bravo to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We'll play this one off a record.
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah.
There you go, son. Oh, yeah. A little accident, Scarecrow.
That's a good boy. That's a good boy. How come the man's not on fire?
Jack Cassidy.
We have to thank Don and Mike, listener John Buzzard. Not a chance that's his real name.
No, it's his DJ name.
John Buzzard, though, just brought by the Sean Cassidy album.
Hey, Buzzard.
Thank you.
Thank you, Buzzard.
Thank you, Buzzard. John Cassidy.
Appreciate that, Buzzard.
Phone scan 877-365-3636. Canada 800-636-1067. Remember now, be cool, guys.
Yes.
Bad taste, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Indecency, no.
Right.
All right, let's do this. No sex, no extra story. Still good show. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, what's happening?
Hi.
I wanted to ask you guys about the big, fat, obnoxious fiancé show tonight. You guys going to watch
that? I started with that show. I love that show.
I am going to watch it.
And then I drifted away.
And this is the great thing about reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
I did, too. Now, I just saw the ads yesterday during NASCAR
right. That
it was going to be on tonight, the finale.
Right.
I got news for you. I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
I invested. And really, that's really the best way, I think, to do these reality shows.
Yeah.
You just give us the opening episode,
mm-hmm.
and then give us the ending episode.
Right.
But we'd be real happy.
Yeah, I'm going to see Cold Mountain tonight.
Are you?
Yeah.
Faggot? Are you?
Come on.
Did I love that?
It's nominated, don't you know?
Did I love that NASCAR? I know you didn't watch it yesterday.
No.
There were two guys, Matt Kenseth and some other guy.
It came right down to the wire.
In a red car. I watched, I watched something like 400 laps. I paid attention maybe for 300 of them.
Right.
And then towards the end, it looked like nothing's going to happen.
Right.
So I started flipping around. I go back. There was a wreck. And it's like 20 laps left. I would have sworn the guy in the red car was the winner.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until they showed the absolute photo,
Photo
finish, where you see the guy in the yellow car went past just that much.
You know, even wow. with and that, you don't get many like that in NASCAR.
No, that's pretty great. But they ran the ads constantly yesterday, showing. And obviously, what happens, I guess, is that they go through with it,
mm-hmm.
At least to the point where they're standing up on the altar, and the fat guy says to the girl, you know, I do, and she says, I do. And they had a lot of great reaction shots of the parents.
The father, her father, is so funny.
Saying,
I mean, they couldn't have picked a better guy.
That on tonight's episode, they're going to find out it's a con.
Really?
So,
right. Tonight's
there.
A reveal.
I'm there.
Really?
I'll watch it. Yeah, the show's over after tonight.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to change my
Hello, Don and Mike show.
TiVo. Not
Hello. Hello. All right, you're gone. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I just need some reassurance. You know, I know you guys are genius, and you're going to make this a wonderful thing, but I'm afraid in their misguided zeal, your greatest bit may be taken from you.
Which bit is that? I'll tell you right now.
Honk for cash.
Ah, that's the kind of wacky stuff that's always okay.
Super duper.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, how's it going?
Okay.
Good. I just want to talk about a stupid movie that I watched over the weekend.
All right, go.
It's a movie called The Dreamers. It's an independent film that came out. It's about the French Revolution in the 60s, and I guess...
Goodbye. Hi, Don and Mike show. Sorry, my boring alarm went off right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, good call on that one.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Did you say a French Revolution in the 60s?
Yeah.
1860.
Oh, 1860. Yeah. You sure?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, well, Buzz was there.
That's right. I was there.
You were there.
Hello. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi.
The operative word for today being optimism, I just wanted to share my optimistic hope that once the lawyers have gone through all the bits and pulled out all the ones that they deem arguably offensive, that we will be left with the one that I find to be the best, not on for cash, but where you stick the phone in the dryer. I hope we can...
That's fine.
Man, I mean, you know, I'm starting to realize how much truly stupid stuff we do on this show.
There's a lot of good stuff we can do that's just not dirty. Yeah, right. Cool with that. Listen, make that the motto now for this show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, it's in bad taste, but it's not indecent.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I'm glad you're back.
Well, you know, we never... Well, no, I take it back. We were gone when they took us off because the bad word got on the radio.
Well, you guys were... I thought you were going to implode on Friday. But you're back, sounding happy, sounding healthy, and that's what we like.
I thought we... You know, I know we played records, but I thought we sounded pretty happy when we were playing.
And all we said on Friday, really, honey, was that we just wanted to know what the rules were.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what the rules are. If the rules are, we're not dirty... We're not dirty.
Right.
We can embrace that. Hey, you know what this is? I swear to you, we will either be very rich failures or we will be innovators in this business.
Absolutely.
Because either the people will stop listening to the show because there's not sex and there's not excrement, or people will figure out, hey, that's a pretty funny show without it.
Right.
Either way, we'll be okay.
We'll be fine, and we are fine today.
We're cool, you know. We can do a show without that. Hello, Don and Mike show. How much time in today's show, incidentally, left? I don't know how much longer I can go without relying on one of those time-tested crutches.
Yeah, right.
With a fart sound effect.
Yeah, right.
Or without talking about how I'd like to have sex with somebody. Hello?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I just miss you guys so much. Friday was so depressing. Driving home from work, not being able to hear you guys.
I heard good things about... Now, wait a minute. I heard good things about Friday.
Yeah.
People kind of like the music.
I hope everybody digs where we were coming from that on Friday. Listen, if these guys would have had the meeting with us, they had with us today, if they just would have had it with us on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, we would have been cool.
Mm-hmm. You guys are just so hilarious, though. Why can't they just let you go? You were doing fine by our book.
By your book.
Yeah.
We were told that the show that we did, they're all running together now, whatever the last show was before... Thursday.
Thursday show.
The show that we did on Thursday probably wasn't okay by the new standards.
Yes, exactly. Right.
So how are we supposed to come in on Friday and
do a
show?
The vibe also they didn't like the records? They didn't like us playing records on Friday.
Oh, the lawyer said that to us.
Yeah.
Sidney Pollack
Don't play records anymore.
Sidney Pollack said don't play records.
That's what, like, we cleared it with everybody that we were doing that.
Yeah.
It's a crazy time.
You guys had good choices in records. I'm not saying that you had bad choices.
No, but I understand where you're coming from, and we're glad to be back on doing what we do.
Yeah. It was a one-day thing. We promised we'd be back today. All we asked is just tell us what's happening.
Right.
And here we are.
Well, here you are, and we are so happy.
Thank
here
you.
Here we are.
Okay, thank you.
Look at you. And look at us getting through this conversation with you without asking anything about your body or,
right.
or where you're
I'm
calling.
I'm very proud of you.
We could ask her call after the show.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hi. I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com, and I really like little...
That's deleted.
Most websites give you a picture and a postcard.
You
I know that commercial by heart.
Yeah, we all do.
I mean, you started off funny, but you guys, you're going to kill us if you say that stuff that you know we got to delete out.
Yeah, knock it off.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don, Mike.
And the thing that everybody's going to have to come to grips with is, last week on the show, while that might not have been something that we would have fallen down on the floor laughing about,
right?
I would have let it go because there was a part of me that thinks it's funny.
Sure.
Now we can't.
No.
Hello?
We'll have to laugh quietly.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going, guys?
Okay.
Hey, I wanted to start a petition and get, you know, thousands and thousands of signatures and let's say take that petition to Mel. We take it to Congress. And we take it to the FCC. Yeah!
All right, well, that's great. Don't
take a Howard Dean impression right there?
Don't.
So, yeah.
A really bad one. Sorry.
No, it was good. I mean, I knew what you were doing. That's all.
Yeah, but don't take it to Mel, because they already beat up Mel very bad.
Oh, they sure did.
Congress beat up Mel.
Yeah.
I mean, all they want is a rule book. That's all this company wants is a rule book.
Mm-hmm.
And, but listen, this company's bad, too, because they have zero tolerance on a policy that doesn't exist.
Yeah, we wanted a rule book, too.
They could make Infinity could make their own rule book.
You know, the bottom line, it is trickle down. I mean, he was dealing with what he had to deal with. He's dealing with it in the best way he knows how, and we're dealing with it in the best way we know how.
That's hello right. There, Don and Mike show. Hello?
A speaker to us.
You're on the air. Don and Mike. Hello, folks.
Radio God.
Hey.
I need to know if there's a Don and Mike approved charity that I can donate my slightly used beach towel to.
Sorry, those days are gone, my friend. You're on your own. Let me just say, DirecTV, channel 596.
Very good.
Well, you know, it's just not the same, though. It's all in the
Oops, hold on a second. Hold on, I lost you. I didn't hang up on you. Still there?
Accidentally pushed the button.
Are you still there?
Hello, caller?
He's gone there.
Mm.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, censored buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Guys, this is obviously a bummer. Is this about the biggest challenge your professional careers?
Yeah. But listen, here's the thing. This is not that big a deal, but
no, it really isn't. And are you like me as we got into it today doing the show? It's not that big a deal.
Yeah,
it's really not, and it's not going. And I know already, it's not going to be right. That big a deal. What is going to be tough? What is tough? Really, for me right now, is having to keep explaining it all over and over and over again.
That it's just
I'm getting tired of that right
it's
now.
It's a mindset that we're going to have. We did a show before that wasn't dirty. We worked at Top 40 Radio. I worked at radio a lot longer than Mike, and we were not having the fights we've had now with management. There's always been that. The rule, we've been lucky the last 12 years that we've worked here, but this company has had an attitude that said, try to get ratings any way you can,
sure.
And we promise we'll stand behind you.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, really...
Now they're not. It's kind of gone back to the old ways.
You can look at it. It has gone back to the old ways a little bit. I mean, we've had a good number of years to do what we do, and I think we did the best with that situation, with that climate. We're going to do the very best with this climate right now. It's just the way it is.
Come on. I sympathize with you guys.
Here's the thing. If you want to, if you laugh, listen to our show.
There you go.
Because we can make you laugh without making you aroused.
Right.
I think you guys have your work cut out for you. I think you can do it.
I think I just lost the listener. Forget it. I just hung up on that guy.
Nah.
You know, that's not the right attitude.
Right.
You know.
You got your work cut out for you?
No, we don't have our work cut out for us. Well, guys, listen, I'm here.
Here's a way.
I
think you could get around it.
I was just hoping that, you know, well, the beach town. Well, good luck, guys, because I don't. You're going to have your work cut. You're going to have a work cut out for
it. You know, the way I think we approach it with pretty, I mean, really, for as negative guys as we are, we approach this with a pretty positive attitude.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I think everybody else should do the same thing. It's going to be, is it going to be different? Of course it is. Is it going to be
unbelievably difficult challenge?
Not really.
No.
No. No, we've done it before.
Don and Mike, but after all this buildup, we got to tell you.
Right.
And now we got to, listen, I'm telling you, this is how we make our fame in radio now. For the remainder of time that we're together, we make our fame now on being the clean show.
That's right.
Excuse me. The show that's in bad taste.
Yes.
The show that's not indecent.
Mm-hmm.
It's, come on. Simple. Mm-hmm. Do it in my sleep.
Yeah.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey.
I have a request and a question for you.
Yeah.
First of all, could you post a playlist from Friday on WJFK.com? That was some great stuff.
No. And what else?
I was also wondering, since I didn't get to listen this morning, what happened with Howard, since you said he's the industry standard? How did he handle this?
Here's the thing. I heard stuff on Howard, and we brought this up in the meeting tonight. We're not going to whine and complain about this. It is a double standard. Howard's going to say stuff that they've told us not to say. We're not going to worry about Howard, Imus, Mancow, Bob and Fred, any of these guys.
We're not going to do that. And we said that earlier because really we're dealing with this the way we're dealing with it. And I really think that there are, what were you saying today, 15 to 20 shows in this company that are going to have this issue to deal with. And they have to deal with it the best way they can.
And all of those guys should look at it realistically the way we do. Hey, listen, it's like what I say to my kid all the time. I've got to take my own advice. It's not fair.
Right.
Okay, it's not fair. Hello, McFly. Life is not fair.
Right. You know, I think it's a pretty good chance. In fact, I know it's a fact that they made an example out of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to happen again.
No.
And we're not going to give them the opportunity to do that.
No.
I mean, that's really the way it works.
So here we go. Come on. Welcome. Give us a chance.
Right.
Jesus. I mean, we've been doing this for exactly 2 hours now.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I can, except for the calls, and I understand the calls because we've had to explain it.
Right.
We've had a regular show.
At least we have.
We've just come to a resolution on an issue.
Mm-hmm.
No more sex. No more farts. Don and Mike, hello. There's still a hell of a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Without sex and farts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all the company has told us not to talk about. Sex and farts.
Right.
Hello.
Mike.
Yo.
I need to know if you can do the funniest bit you've probably ever done.
I'm telling you right now, Luigi's gone.
No. Colonel Potter doing Harry Potter.
Colonel Potter doing Harry Potter. I think that's very doable.
Problem. But you got to wait until the book comes out again.
Yeah, got to wait for the new one to come out. Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike. Just, there's a lot of stuff that'll stay.
Oh yeah.
But there's also a lot of stuff like Cousin Luigi.
Hey, even Cousin Luigi, I can modify.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello,
Mike.
Hello. Yeah, we're here.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you on AMC this weekend there's a Clint Eastwood movie called Iger's Sanction.
Remember that movie? Yeah.
And it's got a great Jack Cassidy bit. He's got a poodle and a big beefy bodyguard. And you get the bonus of Clint acting like a gay delivery boy.
All right, hold on a second. If you'll tell us that, I'm sure we can get some clips from that. You're an instant winner.
Oh, thanks. It's great.
Jack Cassidy
played the same role everywhere he went.
Except on Columbo, when he was always the magician.
The magician, that's right.
Hello, Columbo.
But wasn't he the fancy lad still?
Yeah, with my ascot, my dickie.
Jack Cassidy. Right.
You won the Curb Your Enthusiasm prize back. Don't miss a new episode of the new hit comedy series, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Sunday night, 9:30, 8:30 Central, only on HBO. Thank you.
Thank you, Don and Mike.
That's a prize just because you're a good caller. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. You got to look at the bright side. It could be worse. You could be married to Doug Christie's wife.
Okay, it's a Sacramento reference, and you're right. You're right, and you're right.
Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Phone scam. Hey, Michael.
Yes, sir.
Guess what I had for breakfast this weekend.
What did you have for breakfast this weekend?
I had eggs with hats and coats.
Eggs and hats and coats.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Phone scan. Hi.
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 Did you guys catch a TNT movie made for TV, Bad Apple, this weekend?
No.
Let's think about the topic. No. Hi. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Strip trivia?
Forget it.
Oh, man.
Come on, dude. Listen. I'm telling you that's gone. Why are you even asking us about something like that? Is that sexual in nature when we have women in here describing their bodies?
Mr. Skin?
Mr. Skin, goodbye.
Oh, you know who I feel like? Ralphie's dad when the Bumps' dogs eat the Christmas.
but don't feel like it's a Christmas story, because remember, there's still a lot of Fred Geely that we're going to be able to get to on this show.
Bumpkinses! Bumpkinses!
Here's where the Bumpkinses.
And I like it. At the very end, when he just picks up the leg and then he drops it to the floor.
That's after the next door neighbor's dogs have come through and eaten his turkey, and of course.
And then they go to the Chinese restaurant and have Peking duck
with the head chopped off.
As Ralphie said, the old man is a turkey junkie. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, what's up with Mel Karmazin? I mean, I guess over the weekend he was caving to the FCC, and he basically told, you know, he put an edict out saying that any on-air talent that gets fined by the FCC
I want to say something. I did hear Howard speak about this morning.
Right.
And without beating a dead horse, Howard didn't have the rule right. The memo that came out from Infinity didn't say you had to be fined by the FCC.
No, the memo came out and said anything that is arguably indecent.
Oh.
That's the term that we
we've used quite a bit on
is grounds for immediate termination.
Howard's just back from vacation, so he's coming up to speed, too.
Right on.
And yeah, I really believe that. When I turned Howard's show on this morning, after he'd been on for about an hour and a half,
right,
and he said, this FCC thing, and Robin Quivers said, oh, yeah, I heard something about that. What about that?
Come on.
Guys are better than that.
Right.
You guys are better than that.
Okay, then, can you tell me about Frida and the treadmill again?
I could. Sure, and here's how you'd say it. My wife was on the treadmill, and she had a very unfortunate accident that caused her to throw away a pair of very
slower.
Very nice running clothes. Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan. Last call.
Hey, let's celebrate. Rename the show.
What?
Let's celebrate and rename the show. The Don and Mike Diamond Show.
Never a chance, my friend.
Nuh-uh.
Listen, you'd have to get phony sincerity for that, then.
Yeah.
Don't you get we're still going to be in bad taste?
Yes.
Don't you get all that?
Yes, I do.
As a matter of fact, the only name change that I really considered, and I ran this by Rob, was just calling the show whatever. And that was just when I was at my most depressed.
Yeah.
Thinking
you've
about
come a long way from that.
Yeah. Good for you.
Nah, here you go. And last call. That's you. So you get a prize, too.
Cool.
What prize did I give the last guy?
You gave Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Same thing.
Ah.
Enjoy it.
Thank you.
You got it. Hold on a second. Now we have a much bigger prize to give away.
Really?
See, we're going to be able to keep some of our games. Buzz, I just mentioned the trip to Iceland.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Cool.
Round trip 2 for Iceland on Iceland Air. Iceland Air, the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic with daily flights to continental Europe, Scandinavia, the UK, and Iceland. We've been there. We went there. We did our show there.
Yeah.
We liked it.
I liked Iceland.
It's a nice getaway.
You never went to the big pool, though, where we all hung out, the thermal spa.
Oh, that's right. The germ fest.
No.
You mean the giant petri dish that you guys went
to. We, you know, there's that picture I still have on the wall, me and Buzz in there.
Well, you can go to Iceland.
Right, horses.
Win this vacation. We're going to play a game that they didn't take away from us.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like the big lie? Everybody likes the big lie. There's got to be a lie that you've got floating around out there somewhere that's not sexual or excretory in content.
Sure.
You know how this works. You call us up, you tell us what the lie is. We pick the best one.
Yeah, some of those people that burn the family house down.
Then we call the person that you've lied to, and we give you the chance to tell them exactly what's been on your mind all of these days, months, and or years.
That's right.
And then, bingo, you win a trip to Iceland.
Cool.
But it's got to be a good lie.
Yeah.
It's got to be a big one like that grows hair.
Right.
So call us now at 877-365-3636. We were very, very explicit with the lawyers today about this. Your problems, your personal problems that you wish to exploit on this show,
yes,
are still encouraged.
Yay!
That's right. Anything that's wrong in your life, if you're maladjusted in any way,
yeah, please bring it to us.
As long as it's not sexual excretory,
right?
We're all over it.
But we will be having our eyes wide open as usual.
Oh, the CDs are out.
Yeah,
the crap detectors are out.
Yeah, no lying to us.
You know how to play the game. It's the big lie, and it's a vacation for two to Iceland from Iceland Air. 877-365-3636. We'll take your calls right after this.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
Tuck the butcher knife and put it up to her neck. I said, if you want to live to see tomorrow, you better start frying them eggs a little bit better than what you're frying. I'm tired of eating sloppy, slimy eggs.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Go. Ready for the big lie.
Here's a game you're gonna like to some poor gal or guy who'll bare their soul to dynamite and tell them their big lie.
I don't want to talk to you. You've made me mad today. Don't talk to me. It ain't been easy living with you all this time, the things that you've done to me. Trying to pick at my brain what little bit's left of it. Hey, look here. I'm not all the way crazy.
Yeah. The Don and Mike Show.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Time to polish the peanut. Time for Don and Mike.
Don't hit the button on that one. Come on, we gotta have something, right?
A variety of interpretations of that piece of instruction.
And who doesn't? What happened there? Who doesn't enjoy a good Mr. Peanut?
I love Mr. Peanut.
Mm-hmm. Ready for the big lie? Yeah, that was fun.
Is that a tape cartridge that this song is playing on?
No.
Okay.
Why?
sounded funny. She sounded wowie. You know how we used to say wowie with the car?
It's a CD. It's an old CD.
This is one of your worst CDs. We invariably have trouble with the best of the Doobies.
It sounded odd.
That's a digital hit off Compact Disc.
I thought those things couldn't sound like that. Okay. I mean, I thought they just
look at this. Yeah. This looks like this looks to me like when I went to the dentist the last time.
Oh yeah,
and he did the picture of the inside of my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the back of the CD.
Yeah,
this is like, and this is my personal copy of the Best of the Doobie Brothers, which I bought on CD.
What year? What year did you purchase that?
1989.
Wow.
So this has been since 89. This has been like 14 years.
I just never heard a CD that sounded that bad.
That's why it looks like a topographic map when you turn it over.
All right, guys, big lie time. Here we go now. The biggest lie, we'll get the trip to Iceland. As always, we go through our phones at 877-365-3636. Find the lie that we consider to be the best.
Uh-huh.
We call the person, you confess. If you're not lying to us, you win the trip to Iceland. Right here, as you enjoy the new sound of Don and Mike.
Yeah, I like that.
Uh-huh. So, guys, on your show, there's some areas that we have to address.
Please, sit down.
Have a seat.
Enjoy yourself. Would you like a cold beverage?
You can certainly be in bad taste. You cannot be indecent.
Indecent. Mm-hmm. Yes. Legalese.
I've noticed that you're all wearing ties, yet I, Sidney Pollack, am not.
Excuse me. Who are you talking about?
Oh, Mike wasn't wearing a tie, but you had a jacket on.
I was very proud.
You had a jacket on.
Since you bring it up, I was very proud of the fact that I kind of matched the look of one other individual.
Joe didn't wear a tie either.
Joe didn't wear a tie.
But you wore that, right? You wore that blouse? No. I had a suit and a dress shirt.
Is that a dickie?
No, it's a t-shirt.
Where did you
gave me this.
Did you?
I gave you that.
I did?
Yeah.
Mike, where'd you get that for? My dress bar? Can I get you that?
Yes.
Hold on. I was there when Mike bought that for you. He bought that for you at TJ Maxx.
No, the Limited.
They're having a sale.
I got that at the Limited for you right there. There.
I bought that for you?
T-shirt, yeah.
Where did I buy it?
Where did you have RJ buy it?
I didn't buy it. RJ bought it.
Yeah.
All right, now I understand. I think it's very nice.
Thank you.
A very nice color.
T-shirt.
One of the attorneys that we were dealing with today who's asked us not to speak about him has been nicknamed Sidney Pollack, and he... had just a regular shirt on.
Yeah. Oh, not just a regular shirt.
A
fine garment.
A shirt with no collar on it.
Yeah, but a high thread count.
And
he had a shirt with a collar on it.
We also, but it wasn't...
it wasn't buttoned.
It was like a t-shirt collar. It was
a button-down, very expensive shirt. I noticed, I specifically noticed the shirt.
I don't think it was button-down.
It was a button-down. Had the buttons right here.
Was it really?
It was undone to about here.
All right, well, I take it back. I take it back.
Designer label.
Either way, he was casual.
Mm-hmm.
He was casual.
Business casual.
We were more dressed for work than he was today. The meeting,
I'm going to dress like this every day.
The meeting with the lawyer. Wear a suit
every day?
I'm going
to start wearing suits with just a shirt undone.
Very professional.
You think you like that?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Look. When you see what I come in tomorrow, I'm going to come in and I'm going to come in like in spandex.
Guys, it's nice to meet you. Have a seat, please.
You
notice that the meeting didn't start. We were all there.
Mm-hmm.
He was fashionably late.
Of course.
Because it's his meeting.
Of course.
It's his guy.
It's wonderful.
You think he dressed down for the DJs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yes,
that's
absolutely
what I think.
Absolutely he did.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Maybe.
Because I went down to see my guy down the street, and they've got, that's the trendy thing down there now. They're all doing the kind of business casual thing.
You think?
A lot of them. Yeah.
Anyway, if you want to know what this guy is like, really, rent the movie Changing Lanes with Ben Affleck. I'm serious. Go to Blockbuster and rent it tonight.
Very good.
And look at Sidney Pollack, and that's the guy that Mike and I were with all day today.
Pollack, I got that image in my head. Yeah.
Here is Clayton from Salt Lake, ready to play the big lie. Clayton.
Hey, Don and Mike, Radio God.
Now, you wouldn't be lying us calling us all the way from Salt Lake City on a day that we've had to have this meeting with the lawyers.
No, but I have to tell you, no matter what you guys do, you're always going to be indecent in Salt Lake.
Ah, thank you. That's very kind of you.
Thank you. Clayton, what is the lie that you have that somebody doesn't know about?
All right. Well, this was about 6 or 7 years ago. I was living with my mom. I since it's a decent show, let's just say I ran up a $1,300 phone bill calling 900 numbers.
You can say that, calling sex lines.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. It's let's just call it psychic hotlines. Then how's that?
$1,300.
How old 13, were you?
17 or 18.
And how is it that your mom doesn't know that you called sex lines?
Well, we had a bunch of friends over all the time, and I don't know. She was never home, so it was kind of a party house, and I just kind of blamed it on a friend of mine, or said I don't know who did it, you know. But
wait a minute, is your mom that tough on you anyway? If you had a party house.
Well, she's not that tough, but it's $1,300.
Yeah, but she paid it, right?
What did you tell her?
I told her I didn't know who did it, and then we kind of talked about it, and I said, well, maybe this other guy did it. You know, he was there that night.
All right.
$1,300. You know,
take care, spoiled little Clayton.
Not that I know anything about this, but it would seem to me for $1,300,
no.
Why, you could get something. Now, the word's coming to me. I'm not really sure. I remember. I've heard so many other people say it. It's something called an out-call service. You can actually, rather than spend $1,300 on the telephone, spend considerably less and have a real-life young person...
Yeah, probably one time.
...come to visit you.
But the thing is, he obviously did it like for a very, very long period of time, every day.
But do give our best to your exceptionally bright mother.
Yeah, well, no, I think lenient, Rob. I think lenient, obviously.
Lenient young, and
little,
bright.
Little Clayton. It was one of my other friends.
Don and Mike. Hello, Big Light. Glenn.
Yes.
Hi, Glenn.
How are you doing?
We're doing great.
All right. A little nervous about telling this one.
That's all right, Glenn. Tell us your lie. It just happened.
This weekend, we went up, us and a bunch of friends. I went up with my wife, Mayu, to Atlantic City. And, you know, we said beforehand, $200 is the set limit.
Can I stop you right there and just say, Glenn, I kind of think I might know where this lie is going. It might not be the greatest lie, but... I'm totally with you. I don't think there's a guy in the world that doesn't lie about gambling.
How much did you lose, and how much did you tell your wife you lost?
Well, unfortunately, I lost $1,400.
How much did you tell her you lost?
I told her I lost the limit, which was $200.
Oh. And that, you know, and that I've been that range too.
Wow. hold on a second.
That's a lot of phone
calls. So hold on. The money that
how do you cover it?
The pay. That's exactly my question. How did you pay?
Well, we have separate bank accounts. Well, we have separate bank accounts, but. She has access to my account because she does all the accounting and financing and stuff. So at some point,
how did you tap it though?
That is a 700% discrepancy.
How did you tap the money? How did you get it? You know, when
I actually went up with I don't know $700 because we were going up with friends. We're going to be going out to dinner, and I thought I'd be paying a lot out.
Sorry. Yeah, you
too
know
confusing.
He lost me there. Yeah, absolutely.
Too confusing.
You bring $200 for your whole nut, and then that's it. You know that you know, you don't bring $700. You know because we're going to go have some expensive dinners.
Hello, Jim. Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Hey. We're playing the big lie. What's your big lie?
I've been married to my wife for 2 years, and she believes that my mom died when I was 18.
Yeah.
And she actually had a mental breakdown, and she's not in an actual mental institution, but she's in like a convalescent home down in Lynchburg, Virginia.
Now, why wouldn't you just tell your wife that your mom was in a loony bin, retirement bin?
It's embarrassing.
It wasn't embarrassing last night for Miranda on Second City when she went and found Ben Stiller's mom in the street and then brought her in and gave her a bath, which incidentally wasn't sensual in any regard.
No, I'm gonna get to the bottom of this because you're saying you didn't share this, but you're gonna share it now, and is because of the prize you just figured this is something you should have told her anyway.
Well, the 16th was my mom's birthday, and I was gonna tell my wife on the 16th, and I chickened out.
Hey, but dude, why would you chicken out? Why would you tell her that? Why would you tell your wife that your mom's dead?
I guess if he was so embarrassed of his mom.
It's not just my wife. Almost all my friends think the same thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, you're just so embarrassed that this went down with your mom?
Yeah. I don't even go down there. My great uncle, my grandfather, myself.
I don't know, but I just reminded, again, and Mike, you should have seen Sex and the City. Because you know what else Ann Mara did?
I swear to you, I don't watch Sex and the City. I don't even have HBO.
Okay, yeah, hold on, Jim.
Or Showtime.
Pizza?
Yeah. She pulled the Jim Elliot.
Oh, really? Like going through the garbage?
She ate pizza out of the garbage.
Yeah.
When Miranda,
she's not crazy like that.
When Miranda found
out. Not homeless.
Why, Jim, let me ask you, though. I completely understand that maybe you were embarrassed. Why now? The prize?
Well, since I was going to tell her anyway on the 16th, and I chickened out, and yeah, the prize, and I got to tell her sometime.
Another chance.
So she thinks your mom is dead, your mom is right now.
She's not dead, she's in a loony bin.
Yeah, what kind of a facility is your mom in?
It's
it's kind of like you would go into if you were old, but not everybody there is old. They have Alzheimer's patients. They
Is she kind of functionless? Does she have trouble functioning in society?
She couldn't pay bills or live.
Oh, you!
She couldn't what? I'm sorry.
She couldn't have a job or anything like
or
that.
Or make meals for herself.
She could probably do that.
Yeah, she could.
And what is the nature of her illness?
If you want to get even worse into it, I had an older brother that died of cancer, and then when this happened, you know, she dealt with his, you know, all the chemo and all that stuff with him, and that just kind of sent her over the edge.
Yeah, that's horrible.
So is your mom in a place where they chase after her with like big butterfly nets, or can she come and go as she likes?
I don't know. I haven't been down there since I was 22.
Son of the year.
Now I don't feel sorry for you anymore.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
So obviously, why haven't you supported your mom? I mean, or helped your mom?
Well, I support her monetarily, and I talk to her on the phone, and I send her cards.
It's just too painful for you when you see her, or what?
It was when I was 22, but now that I have a wife, I might go down there with her.
Hi, son. I sure do miss you.
I think she's mentally ill. I don't think she's retarded, though.
Well, I don't have a mentally ill voice. I'm sorry, my retard voice is...
You have a mentally ill voice, Sue?
You know, to me, mentally ill is the cousin of retarded.
Well, I mean, you might be right about
it. I mean, you're in the same ballpark.
Yeah, you might have a hell of a point there.
And mentally ill is just a nice way of saying retarded.
Well, she wasn't born that way. She just kind of snapped.
She snapped.
Okay, yeah. Hold on a second, please.
All right. So Jim's lie would be his mother's not dead. She's mentally ill.
She's retarded.
And to clarify your point of view, I don't think his mother is trainable.
Right.
You might be wrong about that. She could be trainable. He said she could cook.
Don and Mike, hello.
That's what he said.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike, could she cook? Hello?
Yeah, this is Rob.
Hey, don't take that the wrong way. I heard that laugh, boy. Hello? Yes, Rob?
Yeah. My lie is, when I was like 10 or 11, me and my friend were latchkey kids.
Nope. Trouble.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Just a judgment call.
I believe from his third word, he was lying.
Don and Mike, hello? Big lie.
Speak to us.
Oh, all right, let's go to Jerry.
Hello?
Jerry, what's your big lie?
Yeah, my brother and I used to live together, and he used to have a pet canary, and it was so annoying that I actually killed it with a Percocet. I had back problems. And what happened was... Hello?
You killed it with a Percocet?
And the worst part about it was his daughter's bird, which is my niece.
How did you kill the bird with a Percocet?
Well, I had a whole bunch of Percocets because I was having back surgery. And
why did you kill the bird?
The damn thing wouldn't shut up.
So what did you tell him when he came home?
Okay, one time the bird got his neck caught in the cage, and when my brother came home... It almost died doing that. So when he came home, I actually set it by the cage with his neck in between the two.
You propped it in there.
How did you know? I would never know that if you gave a bird, a cockatoo or whatever type bird this is, give any bird, a Percocet, it would OD.
I would just think that they would fly slower.
Well, no, that's what I thought. But
see better colors.
I crushed the Percocet up real fine into his water. And the damn thing just died. And his daughter...
He told the canary it was a vitamin.
And I felt so bad because she's my niece, but she was so upset.
So you killed... What was the bird's name?
Golden.
You killed a kid's pet.
Well, I mean, it was my niece's bird. But
yeah. Exactly.
Was she a kid?
Yeah, she's only 10 years old at the time.
Oh, my God.
A 10-year-old's beloved
pet.
You killed
her bird with Percocet.
This was 3 years ago.
So now she's 11. So now
I'm writing down his lies. He killed a kid's bird with Percocet
3 years ago. She should be 13.
But she lives in Indiana.
Well, I don't want to call her. But
we can't call her. But
well, we wouldn't call her.
But my brother.
We can call your brother, who is her father.
That's correct.
You're going to be in trouble.
I think we got a guy. I think we got a guy here.
I do. I think this is a big lie.
Canary killer.
I think really. I mean, if you know, if the father has any you know.
Hey, okay. Well, you know, we're real close brothers, so he forgive me.
Yeah, okay, we'll find out.
He didn't like the bird anyway. He just had it because his daughter kept crying about it.
I can't feel my beak.
Hold on a second. We'll go back. Okay, we've got...
My beak is numb.
We've got this guy. We've got the guy who...
Jim. We've got Jerry who killed a kid's bird with Percocet, and we've got Jim who told his wife that his mom was dead when she's really mentally ill.
Also,
and in an institution.
In case those don't work out,
yes?
Standing by for action, Steve, who flooded his basement,
mm-hmm.
Doug scalped tickets and gave them to his family. I don't get that one. Dawn slept with some guy before the wedding. Just let me very briefly talk to Dawn. Let's see. Hey, Dawn?
Hey, yeah.
Darling, hi. I'm sorry. Maybe you didn't hear the memo. No whores allowed on the show anymore.
Oh,
sorry.
Dawn, go away. You're no good for us.
Bye-bye. And a guy who says he damaged car, wife thinks she did it. We get that one all the time. I like the one with the Percocet.
You have it. It's impossible.
You have to top that one.
We'll make the call when we come right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
Hey, he's on the big line.
Don and Mike Show.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the mundus.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hold on, Wolf Tram.
Hi, this is Wolfgang Jurecki from Germany. Never forget the Don and Mike Show.
Who he?
Wolf Tram.
Wolf
Rich with the good taste of hypocrisy. Wolf the Don Tram. And Mike Show.
I was like, what is a Wolf Tram? What is that? Something new at Disney World or what?
My good name, Wolf Tram. I see it's Wolfram.
Wolfram.
I put the T in.
Wolfram, yes. Like Ephraim.
Ephraim, which in Hebrew means unreliable.
Yes, means no meeting.
So that
means
that
no
means.
Show.
That's what that means. We were in the meeting of our life today,
yeah.
With these attorneys telling us, you know, no more sex, no more scatological stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Our agent, who we had told about this meeting on Friday,
right.
And assured us he'd be on the telephone for the conference call.
Right.
I never even once mentioned, because it would be embarrassing
yeah.
To say to Sidney Pollack and the other lawyers for Infinity that were in there, can I use the phone to call our lawyer because our lawyer has forgotten to call in?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, but as always, we made it through.
We did.
We made it through.
We
you
did.
Know what we are? We're jailhouse lawyers.
We are. We are absolutely.
A darn good ones.
It's like Wolf Tram says.
Wolf Tram.
Never forget.
We're like Joe Pesci.
Huh? Never forget. Right, Wolf Tram? Wolf Tram?
Wolf Tram.
It's not queued up.
Wolf Tram.
Hi, this is Wolfram Juretzek from Germany.
Wolf Tram.
Never forget.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Oui.
That's Wolf Tram.
Wolf Tram.
Okay, we got a last-minute qualifier here for the big lie.
Oh, good.
Okay. Just one more that I want you to hear.
Very good.
Before we call the guy who killed his brother's bird with Percodan.
Percocet. It's Jerry.
Bill.
Jerry.
On the Don and Mike Show. Bill.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill, now this will be the last person to even get a shot here with everybody.
Okay.
What is the big lie?
The big lie is that when I was about 13 years old, I did own my own .22 rifle, but my buddy came over, and I stole my dad's revolver, .22 revolver, to go squirrel hunting. I ended up playing a little Russian roulette with that gun and shot myself in the toe.
Right.
The lie was that I told my parents I stepped on a rusty nail. They took me to the hospital. The doctor took an x-ray and saw that it was a perfect gunshot wound right through my toe next to my big toe.
That's what he found out when he took an x-ray?
That's right. I got an x-ray.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And so the doctor told my mom.
What's wrong, Mike? Did you ever get an x-ray?
Yeah. I've gotten an x-ray before. So it went clean through, the bullet passed clean through your toe?
It was a clean bullet wound through my bone of my toe.
You got to get some good stuff for that.
And the doctor didn't tell your mom or dad?
Yes, he did. Yes, the doctor said it was a clean bullet wound. My mom then came out and confronted me. I told her that I had a hunting accident with my rifle, but I never told them that I stole my dad's.
No, rifle, handgun,
never
whatever.
Mind. All right, let's go back to the guy who killed his brother's bird.
Yeah. That's Jerry who killed his brother's bird
with
a Percocet.
And the other lie is they never found the body of the friend he went hunting with.
Yeah, after the bullet passed through his toe, killing his friend.
Hey, Robbie, did they ever bring that number in here?
Yeah, I've got it.
Oh, thank you. Let's see. Oh, call him up then.
Okay.
Let's see. Jerry, now the story is you killed the bird's name again was?
Golden.
Golden, and it was the bird that belonged to your niece.
Yeah.
You killed the bird because?
The bird was very
It was
noisy.
Annoying.
Annoying.
And at the time, my back was bothering me really bad, and that's the last thing I needed.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up
Jerry,
having back surgery.
You know, Jerry, I would just like to share this with you. If we killed everything we found annoying, there would be no salespeople in this building.
I was just going to say, I almost had the same situation with my wonderful wife this week.
She annoyed you a little bit?
Yeah.
Well, if you're Jerry here,
but I had
she's
no,
not coming to work today.
Yeah. But I had no Percocet to kill her with. Or wait, is it Percocet or
Percocet? And I will tell Jerry that even though I'm chastising him for, you know, killing something that just annoyed him, it probably wasn't that bad a way for the bird to go.
Quietly.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I
sure.
Mean, the bird probably drifted off.
Yeah. Do I like Big E? Johnny's on the phone now. Now, Johnny is your brother, right, Jerry?
Yeah.
All right, let's see if these guys are on the line. Robbie's given his permission.
Yeah, he's ready to go.
He's ready to go? All right, here you go. On the Don and Mike show, here is the brother, Johnny.
Hi, Johnny.
Of Jerry. Hey, Johnny.
How you doing?
Hey, it's Johnny and Jerry.
Yeah. Johnny and Jerry here, the brothers.
Johnny and Jerry. let's see. Jerry has something he wants to tell you, Johnny.
All right, Johnny. Jerry has called our show for the express reason of sharing this with you, and he's going to share that with you right now. Go ahead, Jerry.
It's a tale that took us, and we wanted him to share it with you.
Little confession.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, what's up?
Listen, remember when we lived in Cat Hill Court?
Yeah.
And whatnot?
You remember Adriana's pet bird, Golden?
X-ray?
Yeah, the one who died broke his neck, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's not exactly what happened. Do you remember how I was having back problems?
Yeah.
Well, every time the bird talked, it made my back cringe, and I couldn't stand it anymore. And I had all this Percocet.
Okay.
And one day when you were away at work and I was, you know, home for the whole day, I actually crushed up the pill, the
what
Percocet.
Not?
I put it in this water and Golden, you know, ate or drank all the Percocet. And I don't know if it was a guy or girl, but he or she died. The bird died. And I placed it strategically to make you think that it broke his neck because you had told me that before it has got his neck stuck one time.
Yeah, I thought he was trying to get away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, I couldn't tell you because I know Adriana was really upset about it and I knew you'd be upset about it.
I hear that.
You know, my back was killing me and I just couldn't take it. And I hope you can forgive me.
Well, yeah, I think you have to talk to Adriana about that.
Ooh.
And tell her.
Ooh, boy. We're not going to help you with that one. You're going to have to do that on your own.
Not on our
hopefully
show.
Hopefully she'll never find that out.
Well, I hope she's not listening to this, but
she's too young, but is. You know, I feel bad, but
not with the all-new G-rated Don and Mike show. She could be listening with the parent supervision today.
And boy, are you in trouble if that's the case. Hey, Jerry?
Yeah.
I don't mean to do this, because, I mean, you've told your brother the lie, and that usually wins the game, but I got a nagging question right now.
All right.
You really do, did you do the bird in with the Percocet, or was it a harsher?
Did you crush? Listen, I know what Mike wants to say, and it's a question I have, too.
Did you just snap the little bird's neck?
Did you crush it?
No, I crushed it.
Are you sure that you weren't on the meds?
At the time I was, because...
And you went nuts?
I had some real bad sciatica.
Because I know that's what Rush Limbaugh said,
mm-hmm.
that he was on the meds and that he was nuts. That's why
himself.
That's why Rush Limbaugh killed some birds.
And, you know, I just crushed the pill, I put it in there, and a few hours later, it was dead.
Johnny, is this news to you? Are you surprised by this?
I got on my nerves, too, but I was... to a bird.
Johnny?
Yeah.
Johnny, is this news to you? Were you surprised by this revelation today?
A bird with kaleidoscope eyes.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm very surprised.
Yeah.
I am very surprised. And
you don't seem particularly upset with Jerry, Johnny.
Not really.
Are you surprised that Johnny's not upset with you, Jerry?
He's my brother. I love him, man. You
what
know.
About your brother, Jackie? Jerry? Or Johnny?
Say what?
What about your brother Jackie, Jerry, Johnny? And what about your sister Joni, Jerry, Johnny, Jackie?
Brother Jeffrey.
Jerry, after the bird died, did you bury it and whatnot?
Jeffy.
I think he just threw the bird away.
What?
He just threw the bird away.
No, I flushed it down the toilet.
Hold on, wait a minute, hold on. Now, Johnny, you're the guy who's the dad of the daughter that allegedly had the bird. So the bird is the... How do you flush a bird down the toilet? Don't you do that deal where you go in the backyard and, like, put it in a coffee can?
Well, it was dead. I mean...
Small.
Just remember, they come from the same loins, you know, these two guys.
What kind of
a
bird was it?
You got a bird murderer and you got a insensitive dad.
What kind of a bird was it?
It was a yellow canary or something like
that. It was a parakeet.
Johnny, how did your daughter take it when she discovered the bird was dead?
She was upset.
Yeah.
She was upset.
Understandably. So Jerry killed the bird and then Johnny flushed it down the
toilet. She wanted me to buy her another one, so...
Did you flip the bird?
No, I'm not going to buy her another one.
You're not going to buy her another... Why?
Why not, Johnny?
Well, Jerry might kill it again.
Jerry sounds like Johnny's letting you off the hook.
Well, he's my brother. I mean, you know, he loves me. You know, what are we going to do, you know?
I'll tell my daughter about it and see what she does.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only problem that I would have. I mean, I'm down with these guys winning the prize and everything, but...
I feel that the kid's got to get something out of it.
The one guy, yeah. Jerry...
Buy her a nice owl.
Well, no, hold on. I've got something for the kid.
Buy her one.
Buy her a falcon.
Wait, what's the young girl's name?
Adriana.
Adriana, how old is she?
She's 12.
She's 12?
Yeah.
So she's going to love this. The 7-Eleven Atkins Diet Prize Pack.
Never too young to start being thin.
Absolutely.
I'm sure that she loves controlling carbs with good for you foods
mm-hmm.
from Atkins, now available at 7-Eleven. That's for little Adriana.
That's good.
Don't put Percocet in it.
No,
that's
please
for,
don't.
That's for her. And let's see, Jerry?
What did Jerry win, Don? I forgot.
Jerry has won a vacation, a trip for two to Iceland. On Iceland Air, the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic with daily flights.
Oh, man, I can't believe it.
Scandinavian.
Yeah, I'm not done with you yet, Jerry.
Hold on, Jerry.
Are you joking? What did I win?
You didn't get anything, Johnny.
Johnny, you're coming with me, man.
Get them here.
You know, Johnny, you don't get anything. Jerry gets the prize.
Well, Jerry just said he's taking Johnny to Iceland. Don't drink the water.
What about Adriana?
She's in school.
Yeah, but Jerry, what are you going to do? I mean, you got to tell, give our listeners some satisfaction.
Isn't that Christopher's girlfriend's name on the Sopranos?
Adriana.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry, what are you going to do, I mean, to make this up to the kid?
Well, I just bought a puppy, and she likes to, you know, babysit the puppy.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, you're a generous guy.
You know what's really nice is that Jerry and Johnny will do something that Golden will never do. They're going to fly.
Yeah, that's... Jerry, I think you ought to buy Adriana some kind of present. You're going to Iceland, brother.
Hey, I'll give her anything she wants.
You can buy her a sweater. Trust me, we went there. You can't walk any goddamn store in Iceland without buying a sweater.
That's Hickman sweaters.
That's all they sell there.
You can get sweaters and you can buy her a little toy wooden Viking.
Dude, they love sweaters.
And lots of beautiful birds in Iceland.
All the Iceland people.
Yes, there are.
They love sweaters.
I love the bird life in Iceland.
Oh, this is great. Well, not about the bird, but that we want a trip. I won this trip.
There you go. All right, well, and whatnot, guys. Thank you. God. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for playing the big lie.
Oh, Lordy.
Thank you, Jerry and Johnny.
Thank you, Johnny, Jerry. Hold on a second. Hold on.
The brother's IQ.
See, Johnny, we can let you go. Hey, Johnny, you didn't drink anything from your brother, did you? Or don't drink anything from your brother.
Trust me, I won't.
Okay, be very careful with your brother.
Yeah.
Watch with all preparations of meals, mm-hmm. drinks, and everything.
He doesn't like to be annoyed.
All right, Johnny, you take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Father of the Year.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Johnny.
They were great.
Yeah. And I definitely need at very least a sweater.
There you go. And Jerry?
Yeah.
There you go. Big winner he is, Jerry.
Congratulations,
that's
Jerry.
Great.
Jerry, you're now in the history books. Rob just wrote up, back to your brain teasers. Back to your book of Mad Libs. Back to your TV Guide crossword book. Back to your jumble. Congratulations, you're the first big prize winner on the all-new clean and decent Don and Mike show.
That's right.
Love it.
Love it. Okay.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks.
Jerry.
Oh.
Hold on. Dumbass.
Yeah, I'm going to take you, Johnny. Okay, Jerry.
What not?
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. Me. He made it up.
Hey, Adriana. You know what? I killed your bird, but you can come over and babysit my puppy dog. Hey, Adriana.
It's a pit bull.
I bet you a dollar the last thing they say before they go to Iceland is, now, Adriana, you stay here. We'll be back Monday.
And don't forget, Adriana, how old was she?
12. 10 at the time.
12.
Don't forget now. Curfew 4 a.m., girl.
Yes, sirree. And make sure you feed the dog.
Buzz?
Yes.
Oh, it's time for the news and comments.
Yes, it is.
What is your lead story here on this G-rated Don and Mike show? And we're doing okay with this G-rated.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with it.
Fine.
As long as there are plenty of Jerry's and Johnny's, we're going to be just fine.
And Mike and I just got the best news of all. Mm-hmm. Alan came in during the commercial to tell us that the lawyer...
Sidney Pollack.
The lawyer, Sidney Pollack, the lead lawyer, called to say... This is a quote now.
Uh-huh. I've not heard the show myself, but I've heard good things. Tell the boys, job well done.
Whew.
Ew.
Thanks, Sid.
What a relief.
Sid Pollack checking in.
Oh, thank you, Sid.
Buzz, your lead story today?
Today, Arnold Schwarzenegger takes another step toward the White House.
Yes. Now, did you happen to... Yesterday, it was the fruitcake special, really, on Meet the Press. I normally don't watch that show.
Right.
But it was Pasty Tim Russert and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Ralph Nader. I'm watching the show saying, when's Carrot Top coming on?
Yeah, I mean, amazingly pale.
Pale. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm very pleased with the show thus far today.
Tell them I've not heard it.
This is true.
But I'm very pleased with it.
Very pleased. Didn't get a chance to check in myself.
Don and Mike, this water you gave me, it's funny.
I can't feel my toes.
Sleepy. Oh, my God. I feel like the bird.
I believe the lights are being turned out.
The bird. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Oh, we did this.
For news and comments.
We did this.
Coming up on the Don and Mike show.
Mike, very.
That was very... professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
I just had to delete out that bumper.
Yeah.
Let's try another one, shall we?
Home of the world's dumbest millionaire. The Don and Mike Show.
I don't think I can take that title anymore. I think I met him today in a legal office downtown. It's time for Buzz's News now. On this Don and Mike show that has been free of sex.
And excretory functions.
Mm-hmm. It's fine to be... Hold on, I wrote it down. We can't.
It's fine to be in bad taste. It's not good to be indecent.
That's right. That's what we're working on. I must question this copy.
Yeah, rightly so.
Veramax.
Mm-hmm.
Sexual pleasure. And... I don't feel comfortable reading these words after this conversation we had today.
You're a funny man. You're a very funny man today.
Calling to see if we can get permission.
Yeah.
Maybe I could read it. This guy could read it.
Yeah. Maybe you can run it back there. And get him on the phone.
He won't answer that.
Come on, pick up. Come on. Penny Hardaway, where are you? Penny Lane, one Penny Lover. Maybe he's on Penny Lane. Penny Lane.
Hello, this is Alan Line One.
Hi, Alan.
Broadcasting WKNC.
I don't feel comfortable. Run it back to Joe.
Okay.
Joe's expendable.
Very good. Use Joe. The Ira Canary.
That's right.
When it's out, use Joe. He can't answer the phone the way he always does, either.
Yeah, that's right, he can't.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, you've lost your catchphrase. You got to come up with a new one.
Yes, I do.
Joe, who's expendable, and you know we're kidding about that to a certain extent.
Right.
I do, Don.
Joe, who's bringing us Buzz's news? And I'd like to point out to any lawyers listening right now, this is Joe Ardinger saying this.
Right. Joe Ardinger.
Buzz is... You know, I can't...
Start again.
Take it from the top, Joe.
Veramax.
Xanax sexual pleasure and performance enhancer.
He's not doing this as a goof.
Is Dr. developed and clinically tested. Viromax works and is available at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today, Viromax. 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
Hey, Joe, thank you for handling the material that I found too hot.
Thank you, Joe.
Anytime.
All right, bye-bye.
See you. And now here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger has just completed his first 100 days in office.
Hey!
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He may have his eyes on the White House in his debut as...
He'd spell it H-A-U-S with an umlaut.
That's right.
Welcome to the White House.
Welcome to the White House. It's so great to be here. We're going to change the laws.
It was his first time as a governor on the Sunday talk shows this weekend. Arnold said he and other foreign-born citizens should be eligible to run for president.
And things.
That would require changing the Constitution, which says only natural-born citizens can run for that office.
Let's listen to his message.
Yes, please.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Uh-huh.
And here they go.
It's great to be with the Tim Russert on Meet the Press.
And the Ralph Nader with the crazy Ralph Nader.
Just the cookie thing. And no gay marriage.
Taking the votes away.
Nine gay marriage.
Tim Russert, right now, how many sit-ups could you do, huh?
Yeah, you're so doughy and pasty.
And I said...
Dankeschön.
I said...
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's so easy to be governor. I know I could be president. Be a piece of cake.
Change the rules.
Be a piece of pie.
The Arnold, the former bodybuilder, says anyone who's been a citizen for 20 years or more, as he has, should be, quote, absolutely able to seek the presidency.
Absolutely. Dankeschön.
Play my song.
But I think that most people should be able to speak English better.
Pointing to other Europeans, Arnold said, look at the contributions Henry Kissinger and Madeleine Albright have made. They were also born in Europe.
Yeah, they're really good. I'm in piece of strudel.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, hold on.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hi.
Hey, I've got some great TNA jokes. Hi. I heard that you guys do a great kind of racy TNA show.
Nine!
Oh, my God.
Nine.
Oh, my God. You met with the lawyers?
Like you'd write me some dirty material.
Oh my God. What? No TNA, no ask. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Don't tell me it's true.
Oh, my God. And do you think when Arnold Schwarzenegger said the name Gotti, as in my hero, John Gotti, mm-hmm. John Gotti, do you think he said G-O-D-D-I?
Gotti.
Since he says God, G-O-T.
Oh my Gotti.
Or if he says, you know, Gotti. Baby, if he said baby got back, would he say baby God back?
Yeah.
Baby God back.
Baby God back. And then, oh my God. Yeah, all sorts of it would always be reversed.
Come out with your hands up, Osama bin Laden. We've got you surrounded.
Thank you for your free lawyer ginger ale.
That bin Laden is surrounded is the word from a British newspaper which says U.S. troops have located bin Laden and surrounded his hiding place along the Afghan-Pakistani border.
Yeah, but is this a real news bulletin? Not that you're not bringing us real news. I'm not, you understand, I'm not questioning you.
This particular weekly newspaper out of London has come up with some spectacular scoops in the past, some of which have proved to be true and some of which have proved not to be true.
So they've made incredible scoops that have actually been true, though.
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes they were very wrong.
And here's the thing. According to this, it's the British who have gotten him?
No. There's a British paper is saying U.S. troops and our allies have surrounded bin Laden along the Pakistani border.
I don't know if I believe it or not, because I think if we were involved, if we had him pinned down,
mm-hmm. we'd get him.
We'd be, we'd be on the phone to CNN saying, hey,
I would think so.
You know, we're very close to bringing down bin Laden.
Anything on the legitimate wire services about this? Not yet, no. But okay. The paper says bin Laden has been sighted for the first time since 2001. And
I heard that they fed his parrot a bunch of Percocet.
Well, he has to come out now.
He is surrounded by Jerry and Johnny.
The paper.
And whatnot.
Oh, well, he's screwed.
They're throwing pills at him. They're throwing meds at him.
Come on, kill him.
Bin Laden is reportedly being monitored by satellite now. The report says he's in the mountains north of Quetta, Pakistan, and has 50 of his own people with him. The paper says a conventional military assault is impossible because of the treacherous terrain.
I'll tell you this, he's not gentle.
Not gentle?
Gentle Bin Laden.
No, not at all. The paper also quotes an intelligence source as saying it'd have to be a grab-and-go operation as opposed to conventional military warfare.
I don't buy it. I really don't. Yeah, you know, based on that, I don't buy it.
If he's got a brother, the brother's got kids, he's Uncle Ben.
Uncle Bin Laden.
I know it's Bin, not Ben.
Oh, right. And Gentle Ben. Gentle Bin Laden.
Right, yeah, you got
it's
it.
It's the big bear.
Gotcha.
Oh, now I understand it.
You get jokes?
Yes.
His brother, Big. Robert Blake has a week to find yet another lawyer.
Oh, man, I got another one. I tell you.
Stay cool.
They're dropping like golden parakeets.
The judge gave the former Beretta star that deadline in today's pretrial hearing.
This is Robert Blake. Get me Jerry and Johnny on the line. I want them to defend me, brother. I really do.
The judge also says Blake's new lawyer has to be local, so no one misses a court date. The judge wants the trial to start by September. This will be Blake's fourth lawyer since he was first hit with murder charges.
There you go, brother. It's been tough. I just want to get out of here as soon as possible so I can eat at that restaurant I like so bad. I need a good D.C. lawyer.
Hey, I could recommend one.
There you go. Thanks, brother.
I don't know if he's any good, but man, he has a fancy office and as much ginger ale and Diet Coke as you want.
Get me Sidney Pollack.
Michael Jackson is angrily denying rumors he's in rehab. Recent reports have outlined Michael's past problems with drugs, his alleged past problems with drugs.
He's in Blue's Clues rehab.
I was kissing a golden parakeet, and I became addicted to Percocet.
And now that Michael's in Aspen near a rehab center, the rumors are really flying.
Come on.
Jacko called Entertainment Tonight to say someone has planted this vicious lie.
I'm not in rehab.
Can you imagine?
Hello!
Bob Goat, like he'd pick up the phone.
Yes.
Bob Dylan, Entertainment Tonight.
This is Michael Jackson. It's all untrue. You're planting rumors about me, and it's not fair.
Michael, come on our show tonight. Hi, it's Bob Dylan, Entertainment Tonight. I'm here with Michael Jackson, who wants to say, hold on, we've got breaking news from Mary Hart.
Where you going, Bob Dylan?
Michael says his kids just wanted to play in the snow, so he took them to Aspen for a few days.
Let's go skiing.
Quoting Michael, I am outraged by these constant rumors.
I'm outraged. Bye.
Entertainment Tonight. Hi, this is Jan Carl. Can I help you?
Hello, Jan.
How you doing?
Michael Jackson here.
I'm Jan Carl, that real hot chick that used to be on Entertainment Tonight.
Did you see Arnold Schwarzenegger with Tim Russert? They're as pale as me.
I sure did. I can't figure out what happened to Mary Hart's bird, though.
Oh, my kid just fell in the snow. Bye.
Hey, where's that... Hold on a second, one more. I wish I knew the guy's name.
Oh.
Who's the queer guy that they send out to all the premieres?
Leonard Maltin.
No, not him. The guy that's like on Queer Eye. Although he's not on Queer Eye.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
I know who you're talking about. I don't know his name.
Entertainment Tonight. Hello. No. Gay guy that they send out to interview Sex in the City.
Hi, it's Michael Jackson. Would you like to come up with me and play in the snow?
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Hello, Entertainment Tonight.
Shamo.
USA Today says Michael's going to try to fight all this bad PR.
Okay, one more. Entertainment Tonight. Rob Weller speaking.
Hi, Rob. It's Michael Jackson.
You really got to be an Entertainment Tonight historian
to
know that Rob Weller, who's from Chicago.
That's right. I remember.
One of the original hosts.
You know all of them.
Entertainment Tonight, Tesh.
Oh, Johnny. Michael Jackson here. I love your music.
Tesh here.
Bye.
Bye.
USA Today says Michael's going to try to fight all this bad PR he's been getting lately. The paper says he's hired a new publicist, made some off-the-record phone calls to reporters,
and awful PR.
And that he'll soon launch a new website just for the media. Jackson says all the pretrial stories about him couldn't make a fair trial impossible.
You know, Bin Laden, I hope they catch you soon.
Those are all the things Mike and I are doing. We're not accused of any of those charges.
That's right.
But we are also, what's he doing?
Conducting a personal PR campaign, calling reporters.
That's who. Well, they won't
you
let us call
do
reporters.
That. No.
So we have to do our stuff through
the
radio.
You can do a website.
No, we don't. I guess we're not doing anything he's doing.
You're not doing anything similar.
Well, among the reporters. Among the reporters Michael has called, aside from Entertainment Tonight, Geraldo Rivera.
So, look, I'm making a snow angel.
Has Siegfried walked out on Roy? The Inquirer says Mr. Fischbacher has fled to Cuba after cracking under the stress of caring for Mr. Horn.
Siegfried, where are you? I'm in my rascal. Where are you?
I'm in Siegfried. Where are you?
I'm in Cuba.
Roy Horn was paralyzed after a tiger attack last year and the stroke that accompanied that attack.
My name is Horn.
The
Roy Horn. I'm looking for... What's Siegfried's last name?
Fischbacher.
I'm looking for Fischbacher. Horn for Fischbacher.
The tabloid says Siggy walked out just as Roy was starting to remember some of what happened on October 3rd, including some things their manager did that have reportedly made Siegfried furious.
I can't stand the strain. I can't stand the strain, so I'm taking a boat and going to Cuba.
But what about the promise you made me?
You don't understand. All you do is sit in a chair all day. I must get away and go to Cuba.
My legs don't move.
It doesn't matter. I can't stand it. You're driving me insane.
I love you.
This should be the first official version of Siegfried that I'm doing.
That's right.
And I'm Roy.
It's nice to see you, but you can't move in your chair.
I'm in the chair.
Driving me out, make you drive and complain all day long.
You try it. You try being in the chair having no feelings. You, the only people I can think that feel possibly anything near what I feel are my friends Don and Mike, because they're doing a bit on this right now.
I understand.
And I can't even mention that I've lost control of my unmentionables.
I'll tell you right now, this is terrible, and I tell you, I feel for them also, but I'm going to Cuba. That's the way it works. All you do is stay in that chair, and you're always in the way. Each and every day, we feel like a baseball player. We have to go around the horn.
There you go.
I went a long way for that joke, yeah?
Worth it, though.
Yeah, don't get shy.
It's
my second German.
Mr. Whitney Houston, Bobby Brown.
I'll tell you this, he'll never play this horn again.
Hey, what's it there? That's dangerous, you know.
That's a double entendre. We can do that.
Complain, complain, complain. The stool is too hot. The beer is flat. My little hose are not too tight. It's very difficult.
Bobby Brown is back in jail.
Yeah.
And he's there until Friday when he gets another hearing. This time, it's for another probation violation. No details, but the probation was for a drunken driving conviction. The violation may have been that domestic violence call police answered back in December.
Hey, where's that Bobby Brown tape, Robbie?
Yeah.
I mean, we hardly get any chance to play that tape.
Right.
Come on.
Two fat men.
Come on. Chop, chop.
What's going on here? Hey.
Use your head.
We got a tape from Bobby Brown saying that he listens to our show.
We do.
I'm surprised.
We've had it for years.
Machine.
Thank you.
Congratulations. This is Max Baird Jr., Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies. Just won
you
the
got
CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
You know, you really got me.
Got all of us. I know.
Hi, this is Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
I'm chilling down here with the two fat men.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Wolfram Juretzek from Germany.
Hi there.
Never forget.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One Notre Dame Radio.
Okay, enough. Would you stop it?
You are a great fan. Thank you so much.
Okay, Buzz, what's next on the news and comments?
Coming up, Disney says the product is as good as it ever was.
Hey, that's what we're saying today, too. I guess the difference is we mean it.
Yeah.
We're trying.
We can back it up.
Okay, so it's... Disney. You know what? We got to watch it with the Eisner and Smith stuff.
Yeah.
Well, they can still be in love, though.
Yes, of course they can.
Of course they can be in love. Graphically in love.
I thought you killed it anyway, but then we'll bring them back.
I never killed it, sir.
How are you?
I never killed it.
Have a ginger ale.
I never killed it. So, okay, something.
Have a Sprite.
I can't stop thinking of you ever since I remember that story about the guy wearing the Pluto suit who was running in Disneyland.
Crushed like a grape, Smith.
I love you, sir.
I love you too, Smith.
Remember, you and all of our listeners keep the secret.
I understand.
Smith and Eisner next.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. They welcome vicious personal attacks. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Gotcha. Let me just specify, we don't mind the personal attacks on the telephone during the show.
Right.
11 o'clock in the morning on K Street downtown.
That's a little tough. Not so much.
Fancy lawyer's office. No thanks. But here we are. Squeaky clean.
Yeah.
Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Howdy.
Under attack from almost every direction, Michael...
Oh, are you talking about us?
No.
Oh, the Eisner thing, right.
You're not the only one under attack from almost every direction. Michael Eisner's people say the Disney product is as good as it ever was.
Smith, I'm being attacked from all sides. Thank you, Ginger.
Smith!
Smith, you're over.
Smith, I need you.
I need you, sir, but with the new guidelines that Infinity Broadcasting has drawn up for the Don and Mike Show. Sir,
May I say this?
Yes, go ahead, Smith.
I think we should move to San Francisco immediately before Schwarzenegger gets through.
I think so, Smith. They're lined up out there, but I've got a special one-way ticket. You and I, private jet, lining up outside City Hall. Smith, we will finally be married. And incidentally, Smith...
I'm crying. I can't believe it. I dreamt for so long of being Mrs. Mr. Weisner.
Keep the secret, my precious love.
I will answer.
Yes, Smith.
A bunch of Chinese tourists were injured today in the animal kingdom, sir.
Do they speak English?
They do not, sir.
No need to give them free tickets. Thanks,
sir?
Smith. Yes.
I can't stop thinking about the last time we were together.
I understand. After work tonight, Smith, it's a private jet flight out to San Francisco for our marriage, my precious love.
Will you join me in the mouse closet?
Of course, Smith. But keep our secret.
You see, we can do this.
Yes.
See, everybody?
Mm-hmm.
We can do this. This is double innuendo. This is double entendre.
Double. Watch it, Smith.
Oh, sorry, sir. Sir?
Yes, my precious love.
I'm willing to become a woman to have your baby.
It'll be a transgender Disney. Thank you, Smith.
Did you say Disney? Or did you say Disney?
Yeah, Disney. I said Disney.
I'm pretty sure he said Disney.
Sounded like something else, sir.
Smith.
That we would have been able to do on the show 2 weeks ago. Yes, Smith here, sir.
You strengthen myself. My precious love.
I am so thirsty, sir. Please quench my thirst.
Drink, Smith, drink. Okay.
After the wedding, sir.
Eisner out.
Smith all the way out.
Smith and Eisner, a love story. Disney product as good as ever, they're saying, even
yeah.
Now that the company has lost its hit-making partner, Pixar Studios. The man whose job it is to fill that void says he's up to the challenge and that Disney has not lost its creative edge. Quoting studio chairman Dick Cook, creativity at our studio has never been more on the upswing. We have more great products, live action and animation than we've had in years.
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
Disney did just buy the Muppets.
ESPN is owned by Disney,
mm-hmm.
And I caught a couple of seconds last night of their American Idol show on ESPN. Now, last night you had Sex and the City on at the same time as you had the Regis I'm Back Millionaire Game.
Right.
And right after that, on ESPN, they had this thing, Dream Job.
Dream Job, where somebody gets to be an intern, right?
Yeah, awful. I mean, the people...
They're all doing it. Nashville Network's got a Nashville Star. That one's on there.
On ESPN, it's to actually be a Sports Center anchor.
Yes,
oh, it's to be an anchor?
They're doing an intern thing on the Today Show.
Oh, that's right. Today Show's the intern.
At least ESPN's doing it the way that I suggested it when I originally thought that we should rip off American Idol. You really give a person a job. The problem
give
is,
a contract.
The problem is, give that fan a contract.
Give that fan a contract.
Of the 12 people that they had on last night's episode...
Right.
They all stink.
Oh, right. Dear.
They're all awful.
And are they the only ones?
Those are the 12. And here's the best part. Why? Here's how I can guarantee you'll never watch the show. It's hosted by Stuart Scott.
That's it. Bye-bye.
So as they're getting set...
Of course it's hosted by Stuart Scott.
Booyah. Yeah. As the men and women are getting set to do their fake sportscasts, he's on the set and he gives them the countdown. Tres. Dos. Cuatro, whatever, 1, 2, 3, yeah, I'm not good at Spanish. It's
uno.
Yeah. Tres, dos, uno. You're on the air.
Or he does it in Spanish?
Yeah, he did it one time, and another time he just went in front of the guy, because he's standing right in front of the desk. He goes, your Sports Center audition starts. He's holding up his big E.T. fingers. In 3, 2, 1, go! And then he walks away. Too cool for school.
Oh, good.
Because he is Stu Scott.
Yeah, the man.
For the ESPN.
He knows talent.
Dream job.
Oh, God. I hate that guy.
Watch the show.
Yeah.
You should watch it. It's so bad you'd enjoy watching it. Sunday night at 10 o'clock.
Oh, man. Stuart Scott, he takes himself so seriously.
Yeah. And I was disappointed last night. One of the judges is Tony Kornheiser.
Uh-huh.
And I expect from Tony Kornheiser, I expect a smarter, funnier Simon Cowell.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And when I watched it last night, I got the feeling I was watching Tony Kornheiser because it was live.
Mm-hmm.
And I really got the feeling he would, it was like 3 hours past his bedtime. It was on Tony Kornheiser was on like a 10:30 at night.
Bored, tired Tony Kornheiser.
And he really looked like he needed like one of those old, and Ma in her sash.
What time is it on? 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock.
And it's live?
Sunday night, live, yeah.
You know, Tony wants to be in bed.
They had one of those big Ben hats on like they have it the night before Christmas.
Right, right.
That's what I picture.
A nightcap with like a fuzzy ball on the end of it.
That's it. I expected Tony, TK, to be like Simon Cowell. And boy, was the Simon Cowell stuff last night on The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I thought pretty funny.
Yes, what, so was. Did Tony Kornheiser do any insulting of the prospective anchors?
Not that I saw, but I just he appeared to be tired.
Yeah,
of course.
Or maybe he had a meeting with a lawyer this morning and he was prepping for that.
Yeah. That'll do it.
But on The Simpsons last night, Simon Cowell was the guest.
Right, yes. I know they promoted that heavily on American Idol.
And the funniest part was at the very end,
the credits.
When the credits were up,
yeah.
As the people's names are coming up, Simon Cowell's going, no, he's no good. Now, why are we reading his name? Well, he's not done for me. These people do nothing on the show.
Three producers. Is the thing about what Rob and I were talking about, it gets a little stilted sometimes on The Simpsons when they have... when they have a guest, don't you think?
Not this time, though.
It was all right?
Yeah, I think so.
No, they did. They handled Simon Cowell pretty well.
Yeah. I still think he's not a very good reader, and I it's a credit to how fast that show moves. I don't think the average person can keep up with how fast it goes.
That's true.
How about when Homer said that Katie Couric is America's most talented midget? That Katie Couric is America's
has
most...
done more than any other American dwarf.
Yeah, something like that.
It was funny.
It was good.
And also, with no explanation and no payoff, for some reason at the end of the show, Mo the bartender and Barney were dressed up as their butler and maid. It was too great.
The music industry is turning out more lawsuits than hit songs these days. Hundreds more downloading suits were filed late last week against kids and grandparents and mothers. But one mother in New Jersey, yes.
Speaking of music, more music time, 6:45 on the East Coast, 3:45 on the West Coast.
Hey, that was Friday's show.
I'm going to work that. Listen, that's part of our show now.
Mm-hmm.
That's just part of whatever I feel like.
The chime?
Chime time.
One mother in New Jersey who got sued, however, is fighting back. Michelle Semeca is suing the recording industry, accusing it of racketeering, violating the same laws that put John Gotti away.
Hey, listen, I get the hell out of this song.
Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
Wow, that's time. Come on, it's the computer. I'm going to come see you. I'm going to cut your head off.
Michelle, who downloaded songs for personal use, not for profit, is accusing the industry of using scare tactics that amount to extortion.
Hey,
show me the money.
Hey, Tony, you know my friend Buzz?
Yeah, what's the deal with him?
You know what he's got on his computer?
What's he got?
Not a picture of your son, AJ.
No.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. It's all gone.
Not anymore.
What's he got there, ZD?
Yeah, he's got some effing ZD now.
The whole tray?
The whole tray. But he's done with that thing with your son.
Oh, all right. That's good. I don't know. I guess I can't say that other thing. But can I? Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
You know what he is? He's a fag. There you go.
Quoting Michelle, who was sued by the record industry, they're telling people they're guilty and will have to pay big bucks to defend their cases. It's fundamentally unfair.
6:47.
Legal experts say it's an innovative and novel approach that just might work. In sports, Clinton Portis could be wearing a Washington Redskins uniform next season. The Denver Post says the Broncos and the Skins are putting together a blockbuster trade that would also send Champ Bailey to Denver.
I was going to ask you how you feel about that.
About Clinton Portis?
Everybody seems to be a little more interested in this town than the Washington Redskins.
Clinton Portis is a good back. Here's the rap with a lot of guys who play for the Broncos. They say it's the scheme. You put anybody behind that line.
Mm-hmm.
Clinton Portis is pretty good. He's very mad because he makes peanuts, relatively speaking, in the NFL.
Is he durable enough?
I think so.
Okay.
You bring him in, but you got to give him more than the... I know it sounds ridiculous to say the guy's underpaid, but he's an NFL player. Clinton Portis, two straight years of over 1,500 yards. Hey, aren't y'all glad that we didn't go to a sports format or I'd be doing this all the time? Anyway, he makes about $500,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So the Redskins will get him on the cheap and have to give him a bigger contract, but right. I think that's a great move.
Cool.
Stay tuned to WJFK for more details.
Very good.
And on the Larry Michael get-together tonight.
Larry Michael!
Larry party. Larry Pants party tonight.
Yeah, Larry Pants. That's his mafia name.
It's an interesting and timely story. NASCAR orders cleanup NASCAR President Mike Helton warned drivers this weekend to watch their language and actions during interviews. Quoting Helton, "We're going to tighten up on profanity." Helton wants to avoid an incident like Shaquille O'Neal's recent tirade on national TV.
When did Infinity Broadcasting get involved with NASCAR?
I don't know, Don,
but here's our NASCAR sound.
this is actually taken from Pit Row at the race yesterday.
And you know, they're also finding the guys on TV every time they say Winston Cup instead of Nextel Cup.
If you want to make some money for NASCAR, find them every time they say whatnot.
There goes the 20 car right there. You don't like that, do you, when I call them the car like that, the 20 car?
I love it when they do that.
They had an ad yesterday during the race.
Yeah?
I don't even know who drives the car. Right. It's the Lowe's car.
The Lowe's car.
And it's Gene Hackman does the voiceover for the commercial for Lowe's. And he says, "You can be proud of the 48 car." and I find myself saying that all the time, and sure, I agree, it's a dumb thing to say, but it's
48 car.
Yeah. It's what the hillbilly announcers say, so it's what I say.
I like the 44 car.
Why don't they just say, "That's Mike O'Mara's car,
number 48. My car would be number one."
And a lot of times, they throw in the ad for the sponsor, but I don't know how it is that they figure out that it's okay to say, "There's Dale Jr. in the number 8 Bud car."
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
With the new clean format, have you lost track of time?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Look at the time.
Robbie, where's the chime?
Oh, sorry.
For goodness sakes, remind me.
Somewhere. I forgot where I put it.
We're in OT now.
Oh, come on, you're killing me. Never mind.
So the Cold Mountain starts at 6:45.
Finally.
Only.
Oh, that's what you care about.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, excuse me.
Come on.
If you're going to a fag movie tonight, you're 5 minutes late.
It's the first time in months.
Go ahead.
Good night, Mike.
I gotta go to the movie.
Yeah. All right, bye. Finally. Bye, Mike. See you tomorrow. What?
I said, "See you. I'm going to the movie."
Bye-bye.
Mike. And finally, how many of us spend our lives waiting for our number to come up? In Elwood, Indiana, 73-year-old Carl Atwood won the Hoosier Millionaire Game and took home $57,000. But when Carl's winning was broadcast, it was accompanied with the words, "In memory of Carl Atwood." Because between the time that he'd won and the time the winning aired, Carl got hit by a truck and was killed.
Oh, well, now that's too bad, Buzz.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
We really are out of time.
Yes,
that's it.
We
gotta fly. We'll see ya. See you tomorrow with the all new episode. Here I was thinking Mike was really concerned because we're running a minute late.
Oh, he is.
He just wanted to get out to his fag movie. That's it. See you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Bye, Mike. I just waved to an empty chair. Hey, Robbie.
Would you like something to drink?
Be a dear, and let's go down to K Street and have a ginger ale with Sidney Pollack.
Love it.
Okay. Be a meter.
Be kind. Be nice.
I have to delete that out.
Oh, that's right.
I hope that... Buzz, will you tell me if that... Let's go listen on delay.
Okay.
We're not allowed to say something eaters anymore.
No, it got clipped.
It got clipped? Good. Whoo! Man, we're not fired. Color me relieved time. 6:52.
This is you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.